With a host of returning players looking to prove that last season was just a starting point, Chi High welcomed one of the largest schools in the state, Stevens Point, to DeRay for the home opener.
Potter under center, gives the B-back right up the middle with a big burst and bashing his way across the 30-yard line and down to the 28. And that was big number 34, Jackson Martin from the gun. Chandonnet claps for the ball. He's hit in the backfield and sacked. Oh, roll to the turf. Chandonnet with a fake. Drake Dakin was not fooled. And that's the first sack of the season for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals in the second quarter. Cardinals trail by two touchdowns to the visiting Stevens Point Panthers. Three receivers to the right, single receiver to the left. Back to pass, Noah Potter. Got a clean pocket, throws over the middle, contested catch, reaching up and pulling it down for the first down, Jalen Smith.
That was a heck of a throw and a catch. The only spot he could put that ball, and good strong hand by Jalen Smith to pull it in.
Potter gunning it right between the hashes and Jalen Smith. Two hands for safety, pulling it down. Good kick. High carrying to Boland, and Boland bobbled it, able to pull it back into his arms. Now Boland scampering across the 40, 45, 50. Boland inside, smash territory, down to the 45-yard line, and finishing that return with a bang. Potter back to pass, short drop, goes left side looking for Aver. Aver reaches up, makes the catch, can't quite keep his footing, but he's inside the 10-yard line. A pitch and catch from Potter to Aver, senior to senior, and Chi High in the red zone.
That was a dart right there. Perfect pass.
Back shoulder. LeMay and Boland, the wingbacks. Potter under center. LeMay in motion. Give to LeMay right side. Puts his foot in the ground. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls, for the first time in 2024. Your Chi High Cardinals are on the board. And the first of what may be many for Mr. Jackson LeMay. It's 14-6. Second and three. Chandonnet back to pass for Spash with 25 seconds left. Pressured in the pocket. Going to heave it deep down the left side. And it's picked off inside the 15-yard line. Going up high for that one, and pulling it down, Guyton Patro, the senior. Ball on that near hash from the shotgun, Chandonnet rolling out to his left. He's keeping it the whole way. Chandonnet trying to turn the corner. He's hit, dragged down in the backfield, no gain.
Colton Petska, great job at the defensive end position, fighting off a block and getting in on the, making the initial hit on the tackle.
They're going to go for it. This is a big play.
Fourth and three from their own 43 for Stevens Point. Give to Matthews right up the middle. He's hit. He's piled up. And the Chi High defense holds. What a gamble there for Coach Eigenberger.
Huge
and Coach
play.
Berger on our side is saying it's going the other way.
Coach Berger is absolutely pumped, as he should be.
Second and three from the 38 of Spash. Off the left side this time. That's Boland.
Yes,
Boland
touchdown.
With 30, 25, 20. He's going to the house. Boland from 38 yards out. And Chi High a point away from knotting this one up. First and 15 from their own 35. Chandonnet back to pass. Immediate heavy pressure. Dumps it out and a big wallop on the hit. Oh, my goodness. That is number 8, Simon Fish, with a whack.
Every single one of these defensive players likes to hit.
Tied at 14, important drive here. Flip off the left side of Boland. Boland turning the corner at the 35 from the 40. 45, 50, Boland down the sideline, 40, 35. And he is ushered out of bounds after another big-time gallop. Second and goal from the 5. Potter under center, double wing, double tight. Flip to Boland. Boland heads straight up the middle to the end zone. Touchdown for the second time tonight. Jackson Boland for 6. And Chi High leads by a half dozen. Right up the guts. And a fumble ball.
Simon
on the
Fish.
Floor. Simon
rip
Fish
that out.
It loose. And Chi High's on it. Oh my goodness. Matthews right up the middle. Ripped off about a 20-yard gain. But the Chi High defense did not give up on the play. And there's another turnover. Chi High on second and 14. Potter back to pass. Straight drop. Goes deep over the middle. He's got a man open. Over the shoulder catch. Aver inside the 15-yard line. 33 yards plus on the connection. The pitch and catch from senior to senior. Potter to Aver. Another hot shot. Give to Boland. Boland trying to turn the corner at the 10-yard line. He will. 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. A hat trick for Jackson Boland. He's in the end zone for the third time tonight. And Chi High leads 27-14. And so LeMay at quarterback is going to take it himself. Follow his blocking. Dive right into the end zone. LeMay in for 2. That's power football all the way.
Shannon A back to pass, pop pass over the middle. It's picked off, going the other way. That's taken inside the 20-yard line, down to the 15. Drake Dakin with the pick.
Looks like they're going Wildcat again with LeMay. LeMay lowers the shoulder into the end zone. Touchdown for the second time tonight. Jackson LeMay from 2 yards out makes it 35-14 Chi High. And your Chippewa Falls Cardinals are rolling here in the opener. Clock hits triple zeros here at Duray for the first time in 24 as your Chippewa Falls Cardinals are officially 1-0. Your final score, Chi High 36, Stevens Point 21. The Cards knock off Spash to start the season with a bang.
1-0. But to stay perfect on the young season, the Cards will now need to prove they can win on the road, heading to Carson Park to take on the Old A's of Eau Claire Memorial. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, also by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, by Heath Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Culver's kickoff show, here's WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening and happy Labor Day weekend. What better way to spend it than at beautiful Carson Park here in Eau Claire for a renewing of a rivalry that will no longer take place in the Big Rivers Conference. It's your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 1-0 against the 0-1 Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right here in the booth at Carson Park, Dave Check, Alan Dunham will be roaming the sidelines. Your WOGO broadcast team, our producer and board operator is Sam Aberle, back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Chi High started off their season with 36 straight points to defeat Stevens Point after spotting Spash 14 points to start the game. 36-21, the final in the home and season opener for your Cards last week. On the other side for Eau Claire Memorial, they traveled out to Hudson, kept pace with the Raiders for a while, but eventually fell in a big way 56-20 to Adam Cowell's squad. Dave Check, as we look at this game, for one thing, an absolutely beautiful night for football, especially as compared to some of the weather last night that a couple Big Rivers teams in Rice Lake and Menominee had to get through. But also, this is a matchup that we're going to miss because we won't see it nearly as often now that the two teams are separated, Chi High remaining in the Big Rivers and Eau Claire Memorial headed over to the Wisconsin Valley Conference.
Well, Caleb, both of those thoughts were my thoughts exactly. Number one being that this is just an absolute beautiful night to start our Labor Day weekend with, no matter what you're out there doing, but definitely a great night to watch some football. Second thing is you know, the shakeup is something we're going to be talking about as this season goes on. It's going to have big implications on who we play, how you get to the number of wins that you need to make the playoffs, and you know, where those teams are traveling and everything. It's going to be just a huge shakeup. And particularly for a rivalry like this, you know, there are times where you say, you know, you got to focus on your conference games and getting those wins. Well, the kids aren't going to do that. This game is going to be a battle for both of these teams no matter what. This is Eau Claire Memorial Chi High, and it doesn't matter if it's a conference game or not. So these kids are going to be playing all out, and now they got a season where they're going to have nine games like that.
Well, this is the Culver's Kickoff Show brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls opening September 16th. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. Before we step out and get to our interviews with both head coaches, starting with first-year head coach Tom Westcott of Memorial, what sticks out to you again, almost a week removed here, in fact, over a week removed from that game one for Chi High? What still sticks out as that was impressive?
I think what really sticks out is what the offense did. You know, we keep coming back to it and say Coach Berger's got his defense exactly where he wants them. They are tough front to back, and we were wondering how the offense was going to respond because, you know, you got to put your defense in good positions. Well, you know, they started out not so good. You had a couple of turnovers, and it was a little bit questionable. But even then, we were moving the ball. And so you look at what they did at the end of the game to a really what could turn out at the end of the season to be a Wisconsin Valley championship team over there. You have to be impressed with both sides of the ball, which is really looking good for Chi High going into a Big Rivers that, by all accounts, might be one of the best Big Rivers as well, especially, you know, you lose Eau Claire North. Now you're stacked from top to bottom, quite frankly, in the Big Rivers, and it's going to be tough. Rice Lake is going to be one heck of a team to try to go up there and beat them this year.
Yeah, I saw them in person last night. They knocked off on a running clock basis Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 44-0 with relative ease. Menominee took care of business, I believe, at home against Marshfield in a game that was shortened to less than four quarters. It called in the third quarter because of weather, 35-10. So Menominee moves to 2-0 on the season, as does Rice Lake. Chi High again in that opening win, 36-21 over Stevens Point, averaged 6.9 yards per carry on the ground and 333 yards rushing. We're going to step out for 2.5 minutes. Be back after this as the Culver's Kickoff Show continues. Culver's Kickoff Show brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off their new location September 16th.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals in small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVTC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Eau Claire, kicking off a new location in Chippewa Falls on September 16th. We're here with head coach Tom Westcott of Eau Claire Memorial as Chi High on the road against the Old Abes. Second game of the season for both teams. And Coach Westcott, first, congratulations on the elevation to the head coaching position. What excites you the most about this year's Old Abes now that you're in this head coach job?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, we are looking forward to a great year. I think I'm most excited about the commitment and buy-in from the senior class and junior class. They have been completely all into the process, previously with Coach Scott, and when I had the honor of being named head coach, they're continuing to move the rock for this program.
Talking about moving the rock, certainly a lot of returning talent on offense. You kept pace with a good Hudson program for a while last week, then they kind of pulled away. What did you see that you liked in week one?
You know, we were able to run our style of offense for that first half, and we just got to control the controllables, get better, and keep that tempo moving.
When you talk about tempo, how does that put pressure on your defense to perform as well, too, if the offense doesn't score?
That's a great question. You know, we're looking at our defense to play fast and physical, much like our offense. And our defense has to answer the bell sometimes, especially when we're going fast on the offensive side of the ball. So collectively, as a team, we just need to be true to our conditioned selves and not give up in the second half.
And finally, Coach, what do you see on tape from this Chi High team? 36 straight points against a big school in Spash last week. They had an impressive opener.
Yeah, Coach Rako does a great job coaching up that offensive line and that defense in total. We're looking forward to a great battle here. That double wing is a vaunted offense, and we're looking forward to a physical battle.
Coach, great to meet you, and have a fantastic game tonight and the rest of this season. We'll miss you in the BRC, but good to have a game down here at Carson Park.
Thank you very much.
This is head coach Wes Scott of Eau Claire Memorial, back with Coach Rakovic after this. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your Culver's of Chippewa Falls, opening September 16th.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order Butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off a brand new location September 16th. Chi High on the road for the first time in 2024 against the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes, here with head coach Chuck Rakovic. And coach, you mentioned to Alan last week how special that game was to be a part of. 36 straight points against one of the largest schools in the state in Spash. What did you see carried over from that game into practice?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that yet. I can't answer that until I see how they respond. You know, obviously, as a coach, we tell them that we've got to, you know, put that game behind us and move forward to the next game. But you don't know if these kids do that until you see them perform. So I'm kind of looking forward to see myself how they react.
Coach, different tempo probably you'll see from the offense this week than you saw last week. Certainly talented quarterbacks, but a phenomenal wide receiver, talented running back. And this is a team that likes to play with pace in Memorial.
Right. And they, you know, Memorial's a big school. They've got athletes. There's no doubt about it. So it's going to be a game.
When you look at what you want to accomplish defensively, is it kind of enforcing your will and dictating the tempo yourself?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if that's a, you know, the hallmark of our defense is we want to play fast. You know, and that, and you take from that whatever you want. But we've got speed this year. We got speed in a lot of positions, and we're going to lean on those guys to make plays on offense and defense. Play fast.
Our speed versus theirs. Looking forward to the matchup tonight. Coach Allen, we'll talk to you afterward. Looking forward to another great game, and hopefully we're talking about a 2-0 start.
I sure hope so, and good luck to you guys up in the booth tonight.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, kicking off their new location by Festival Foods on September 16th and hiring for all positions. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. We're back with more of the Culver's Kickoff Show after this, live from Carson Park on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Getting closer to game time here from Carson Park. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you. Sam Aberley, our producer and board operator back at the WOGO home base in Halley. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, opening September 16th. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. That's culvers.com/careers. Chi High on the road here against Eau Claire Memorial, the Big Rivers Conference against the Valley Football Conference. Now it's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Check, what would be a key or two tonight for Chi High to move to 2-0?
I'm going to look at the speed of the secondary at Chi High's defense. They're going to have their hands full. Eau Claire Memorial likes to throw it. Granted, last week they had a rusher go over 100 yards, but I think they're going to try to throw it on this Chi High defense, and we'll see if they can shut them down with our speed.
It's your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We're back with game time in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Back in three with your kickoff.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
It's time for football here in Eau Claire. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Daycheck, Allen Dunham, your WOGO Sports team. Shy High won the toss. They deferred. They will be kicking right to left. Eau Claire Memorial, the home team with their violet uniforms, solid white numerals, solid white helmets with the purple numbers on the side, looking old school there, and the solid white pants as well. Chi High resplendent in the traveling white tops, white bottoms with a crimson stripe on the sides of the pants, jet black numerals, red outlines, black helmets with the ruby red CF insignia on the side. Hutchinson has it on the tee, the run up and the right footed boot. End over end, we are underway. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Kick received on the near side of the 12-yard line. Big hole across the 25. A collision at the 30-yard line. And that's where first and 10 will start the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves. Number 13, Owen Hediger, the junior 6-foot DB on the stop there for Chi High.
And Caleb, the one description that you missed for the uniforms is the Chi High fans over there in the construction uniforms and the hard hats. And you got Eau Claire Memorial fans in red, white, and blue. And
USA
celebrating
out
America
versus a construction out. Memorial will start with three receivers. Wide receiver screen left side. Big collision at the 35-yard line. Hit on the play by Jackson LeMay, his fellow number one, Brody Neff, 5'10", 160-pound senior. On the reception, playing tempo. Memorial give off the right side, cutting across the 38-yard line, close to the 40 and a first down. Will be Shamar Simmons, who had 29 carries for 144 yards, a 5.0 average against Hudson last week. Tempo again on the third and one. Give to Simmons. Simmons slow down the backfield. There's a flag on the play. Chi High storms him back for the time being. It's fourth down. We'll wait for the flag here.
See Drake Dakin
is on the stop.
Big stop for the Cardinals. See if the flag is on the Cardinals.
And the quarterback is number 15, Aaron Gunlack, 5'11", 160
pounds. Hold on, Memorial. We'll see what they do here. I would think they would decline it because I don't think Eau Claire Memorial would go for it on fourth and two. But
fourth and a long two at that. Again, Memorial's pace, we heard they played with tempo, but Allen, maybe not quite prepared for just how fast the Old Aves get back to the line. At least I wasn't.
This is interesting. I think Chi High is going to decline it, but Eau Claire is keeping their offense out there.
So for a first-year head coach, Tom Westcott, a big roll of the dice early on here.
See if they go through with it or if they try to get Chi High to jump. You're right. This is a long two, almost three, and they just got stopped a second ago for zero.
From just inside their own 39-yard line, fourth and three. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Gunlack is going to pooch punt it, but he kicks it straight up in the air. It angles for the Chi High sideline, takes a Cardinal roll back across the 50, and now it's inside the Memorial 45-yard line. That was a 7-yard punt.
Yeah, in theory that quick kick would work, but again, you got to run, you got to get your guy out so we can get some speed and roll it. That ball went straight up in the air. Not well executed if it was well thought out.
Almost like a turnover on downs there for Chi High. They only lose a few yards of field position. We'll see your Chippewa Falls Cardinals on offense for the first time with 11:19 to go. They already have the ball in enemy territory, first and 10 from the Memorial 44. Double wing, double tight. Noah Potter, the senior quarterback, man in motion right to left. Give to Jackson LeMay, picking his way inside the 45-yard line and surges close to the 40. End of about four on first down, as we'll bring Allen Dunham in for the first time. And Allen, certainly a lot of pace for Eau Claire Memorial, but if you don't convert, that keeps your defense on the field a lot.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Braden Hagman for making that initial stop on that third down play.
Gain of four on first down for the Cards, second and six from the Memorial 40. Noah Potter, number seven, senior signal caller, 5'11", 175. Flip again to LeMay, evades one tackle in the backfield. Jitterbugs, cuts outside the number, 40, 35, 30. Down the sideline, cuts inside another defender, dives inside the 15-yard line to the 14. A gain of 26-plus for Jackson LeMay, and he just made people miss all over the field.
That shows that speed once they get to the outside. That's going to be a 26-yard gain on the button. LeMay already starting out with a good night.
Well, yeah, they're doing that out. They're doing that.
First and 10 from the 14 of Memorial for Chi High. First foray into the Johnson roll-off red zone. Give to the B-back right up the middle. That's Brett Krista. Krista, the 6'1", 210-pound senior.
Number four, Brett Krista, the ball carrier.
Krista will gain five. Again, the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone brought to you by Johnson Roll-Off Service. Dumpsters for any size project and haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Second and five from the 9-yard line. Flip. That's Jackson Bolin. Bolin bursts into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls from 9 yards out. Bolin puts the Cards on the board. That is his fourth touchdown of 2024.
Beautiful play. One thing to point out is you saw Kinger running for 5 yards in that backfield duel of Kinger and Martin being huge for the Cardinals. Martin is out tonight. He's on the sidelines, hopefully just nursing something to get back when the conference schedule starts next week. Great run by Bolin for the touchdown.
Jared Erickson, number 14, the senior kicker, 5'11". Actually, no, he's not going to be kicking the PAT. This will be Christo Kenya Castillo, another senior.
Castillo's extra point is up and good.
Kick is good, and it's 7-0 Chi High. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Holly Bobie of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back. Back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Erickson with the right-footed boot. It's going to be picked up by Neff at the 8-yard line. Straight ahead, 15-20, and he's nabbed at the 22-yard line. Good stop on the play. I think that was Petska.
That is Colton Petska. Beautiful stop. Field position not been in Eau Claire Memorial's favor this game, and they haven't moved the ball yet. But again, this is what the Cardinals are going to have to do if they want to compete in this tough Big Rivers this year.
7-0 Chippewa Falls here on the road against Eau Claire Memorial. Dunlack back to pass. The lefty goes left side. Got his man across the 25-yard line. Went right side, excuse me.
Number 15, Gunlock's pass is complete. The number 5, Tate Ferguson.
Gunlock to Ferguson for the first time. Ferguson had seven grabs for over 100 yards and two touchdowns against Hudson. Gunlock gives to Shamar Simmons, trying to pick his way across the 30-yard line, and he's buried pretty quickly by Braden Jaquish.
Take it maybe to the 31 for a 2-yard gain.
Brings up third down for the Old A's.
Once again, they're in that third down position. Hurry up.
Third and three. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Gunlock takes the pass. Throws left side. Got a man right at the stick. Dragged down right at the line to gain. Receiver on that play was Bryce Hedke, 6'1", 170-pound senior. I think that's enough for a first down. They will move the sticks.
That is enough for an Old A's.
Exactly three, and they got three.
And Gunlack, the junior, 5'11". has a single receiver on the left side, twin receivers on the right. Bell setting the ball, kind of an H-back, and then Shamar Simmons behind Gundlach, who's operating from the pistol here. Gundlach back to pass. The lefty swivels his hips, goes deep down the left sideline. He's looking for Ferguson and overshoots him out of bounds. A matchup of five versus five. Tay Ferguson, the 6'3 receiver, against Sam Hebert, the 6'1 wide receiver and DB for Chi High. And Ferguson, not only a tremendous athlete, Tay Ferguson also very heady kid as well. He's going to Brown on a scholarship to play football.
Meanwhile, pretty good coverage by the Cardinals forced him to throw that one out of bounds. And that was almost picked off by number 12 for the Cardinals. That was Jalen Smith who stepped in front of that. Hit him in the pads, but he was running full speed one way. So that's a tough catch to make.
Alan Smith would have been gone the other way, I think, if he pulls that one in.
Brett Christ also did a good job from the linebacker dropping.
Third and 10, Gundlach rolling out to his left, has to turn the hips again because he's a lefty. Throws high. What a grab by Tay Ferguson across the 45-yard line. Good enough for a first down with a yard to spare. And my goodness, Ferguson just went up and grabbed what looked to be an errant pass, but his catch rate, he has flags fly as Shamar Simmons will bash his way across the 45-yard line up close to the 48, but I think there was early movement.
Yeah, and that 11-yard gain on that catch, what a great catch. He did go up. That was number five on the defense. That was Sam Hebert who came back, made the tackle, and actually pushed him out of bounds before he came down. But still going to get the forward progress here.
That's what I was wondering. If he got anything in bounds, you guys had a better look at it than I did.
And Ferguson, 6'3", 195, and he had to use that entire wingspan to snatch that ball. 8:52 to play here, first quarter. Again, fast pace because Memorial plays with a lot of tempo. They trail your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 7-0. And this will be 5 yards marked off against Memorial. So I believe a procedure penalty. There we go, a legal shift. We were waiting for the call here. Memorial's right back on the ball, waiting to go. Two receivers right, single receiver left. 2 men in the backfield with Gundlach. The junior, Gundlach back to pass again. Three-step drop from the gun. He's going to go left side looking for Tay Ferguson. Good bracket Gunlock coverage there. Five, Sam Hebert and Colin Clary were both Sam in the Hebert area and coverage. Just trying to use the sideline as that extra down. Defender as well.
Yeah, that's a great matchup there. We've got the speed to be glued on him, yet he's got the jumps and the height to be able to go up and get it anyway. So this is just going to be fun to watch tonight.
Second and 15, Gunlock, short drop, throws left side, and he one-hops it toward his intended Gunlock receiver. That was number four, Nathan Arndorfer, 6'175-pound senior. So now third and 15.
I would think by far with Tate Ferguson out there tonight, he's probably going to get the most looks.
Again, 7 receptions for 131 yards and 2 touchdowns last week against Hudson, that 56-20 loss. Gundlach rolling out to his left this time. Personal protector Shamar Simmons. Gundlach still rolling, still looking. Throws left side. He's got Ferguson. Ferguson, big collision, knocked out of bounds. About 3 yards shy of the stick. Krista was in the area.
Escorted out of bounds by number 8.
Take the ball to the 47 is where it's going to be. They're probably going to go for it with about maybe 2 yards to go.
Fourth and another long two. Simon Fish finish off.
16-yard gain on that catch.
So Gundlach on fourth and 2. Back to pass. Throws left side. Toe-tapping catch. Ref goes down. Ball caught by number 3, Bryce Hedke.
We got the deep ref is calling it off. The deep ref, it looks like, had a better view.
They're going to check on the officials.
Yeah, the ref that was at the sideline was tackled right into the ref and knocked down, so he didn't see anything.
Yeah, he was bobbling that as he caught it, and by the time he gained possession, he was out of bounds. And good job by the secondary ref to come in and make a call.
Yeah, Old Time Memorial thinks they have it because the ref on their side, I think, was signaling that it was a catch. But if you've got no catch by someone who got the view, it's going to be no catch.
Again, just concerned on the official's part over here, too. Coach Rakovich checking on him.
Yeah, he took a hit. So once again, the receiver went up for the ball. Defender tackled him in the air, pushing him out of bounds, but that time flat onto a ref.
And how about this professionalism for the official getting right back up and making the call. Incomplete is the call. Chi High turns Memorial over on downs.
So got a first down there, but nonetheless, quarterback right now is 4 for 9 for 36 yards. Nothing that really hurt Chi High there.
Again, there's a lot of guys who can go get it from Memorial.
Come on, all!
But so far, Chi High withstanding the charge. They lead 7-0, looking for more. This time they'll start on their side of the 50, but not by much. First and 10 from their own 46-yard line. Noah Potter and co. out the double wing, double tight end formation. Flip right side to Bolin. Bolin picking his way through the heart of the Memorial defense across midfield, and he spilled near the 45-yard line, a gain of 9 on first down.
Yeah, and I think that was actually LeMay.
You call it 8, yes, correct. That one.
But yeah, he's going to be 8 yards, so out on the other side of the field already at the 46. Go from 146 to the other.
Chris staying there in the B-back, LeMay. And the left wing back, opposite wing back on the right side is Jackson Bolin. Potter under center on second and 2. Give to Krista. Krista right up the middle, and he will push across the 45-yard line down close to the 43. Gain of 3, enough for a Chi High first down. That's another Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co.
Krista. Again, just like Martin, always good for those physical yards, but we're going to find out with him playing both ways on offense and defense if missing Martin is going to hurt him a little bit towards the end.
First and 10 from Memorial, 43 with a 7-point lead. Chi High, 7.5 minutes to go here, first half. Back to pass for the first time. Potter, he's under heavy pressure, and he's hit and sacked. There is a flag far side of the field near the Chi High sideline. Just nowhere to go for Potter. Look to be Josh Lorcher, 6'5", 200-pound defensive end.
That's on the Cardinals, so that's probably going to be declined, and you're going to be sitting at the 47-yard line, so a loss of 4.
Looks to be an illegal shift. I think Memorial may be declining this.
Yeah, I would think they would.
So that's an illegal motion on Chi High that is declined by Coach Westcott.
So a loss of 4 as opposed to a loss of 5, and you keep your down. I think they're going to decline that every time. That was a great sack on their part.
Second and 14 for Chi High. Now from the 47 of Memorial. Still double wing, double tight formation. Flip on the left side. That's Bolin. Bolin has a big gap. 40, 35, 30. Off to the races. Bolin for his second touchdown of the night. This time from 47 yards out. And Chi High leads 13-0.
Yeah, and I think it's about time to give a shout out to Big Noah King, number 68, who had a big key block on that one. 6'7", 260-pound junior. Sprung him on the outside. Great play.
The fifth touchdown for Bolin, the Augustana commit.
Bolin with 2 carries on the night, both touchdowns, 56 yards.
He barely got touched. Erickson back out there for the PAT. Snap, spot, kick, splits the uprights here at Carson, and it's 14-0 Chi High with 7:13 to go in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Carson Park. Chi High leads 14-0. Erickson, the run-up and the boot. He's going to drive it straight down the hash marks. Picked up by Neff. He'll drop it at the 10-yard line. Still bobbling it at the 12. Flags fly. Neff gets what he can. And oh, my goodness, he is planted at the 18-yard line. Owen Hediger just schmucked it.
Well, that is 2 kickoffs in a row where Owen Hediger's lit somebody up. And he also did it the last series as well from the safety spot. He's somebody to be watching this game.
So that ball is going to be on the 19, and there's a penalty against Memorial that's going to march them back probably another halfway.
Alan, Coach Rakovich said before the game he kind of wanted to see how his team would respond to how well they played last week. Said yeah, I kind of want to see before saying, hey, we had a good week of practice. I just want to see how they respond out here on the field. So far, they've responded well on both sides of the ball.
Tell you what, they came up with a lot of confidence, and there's a lot of guys rotating in, too. Team's looking really good to start this game.
Memorial's going to start first and 10 from their own 9-yard line, trailing 14-0 to your Chippewa Falls Cardinals with 7:08 to play here in the first quarter.
You know, at some point in time, Oakland Memorial is going to want to take some time off the clock. I know that's what they do is this hurry-up offense, but if this keeps up, this is not working out so well for them.
So far for Jackson Boland, the Chi-High senior, two carries, 56 yards, two touchdowns. Can't start much better than that. His fourth and fifth touchdowns of the very young season. He has scored five touchdowns in less than five quarters.
Well, and again, you got to give credit the way that double wing works. Look at the line. The running back on the other side is LeMay, who's getting the block. You got those big linemen up front. Also key to get that kickout block a lot of times from the fullback, Krista. A lot of things kind of go into that. Jackson Boland on that last one, I'm not sure he got touched. It's a track meet, and he's a sprinter.
They looked like they were going to reset the ball, the spot, and now they're moving it back to the 9-yard line. So I'm
half the distance to the goal line.
Yeah, I think they were confused by what half of 19 was because they're still sitting at the 9. And then I think they moved it correctly to the 9.5.
Yeah, Noah King and Carson Parker on the left side of that line. Those guys do a really good job making room.
Now they're going to move it again because apparently it was only a 5-yard penalty.
We really shouldn't be doing this much math before school even officially starts.
That was a half and half again penalty, maybe. But we're going to be at the 19, or we're going to be at the 14 officially.
Gunlock gives to Shamar Simmons. Shamar Simmons runs right into Braden Hagman, who bear hugs him and hauls him down at the 16. Gain of a couple. And Caleb Swenson, Dave Check with you in the booth here at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Alan Dunham roaming the sidelines on the Chi-High side. Our producer and board operator is Sam Aberle at the WOGO home base in Halley. Second and 8 for Oakland Memorial, trailing by 2 touchdowns. Gunlock back to pass, goes out to Ferguson. Ferguson bracketed and shoved out of bounds. Good coverage on the play there by Sam Abear. Looked like Drake Dakin also in the vicinity.
Take that out to the 22 for a 6-yard gain.
Third and short, third and about 3 for Memorial. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Gunlock takes the shotgun snap. Dancing out to his left. Still looking. Now he's going to tuck and run. He's got some room, and he slides to the turf at the 28-yard line. You'll hear the Memorial crowd here as he took a pretty big shot after giving himself up. And I think the officials with the right no call there.
Yeah, Memorial won it, but he did not slide. He slid forward, and he slid at the last second. You're going to get a shot if you do it that way.
First and 10 from the 28, Memorial second, first down. Gunlock gives to Shamar Simmons, and Simmons finds it tough sledding as a flag flies at the 30-yard line. He got about a yard and a half.
Simmons, the ball carrier.
Looked like Colton Peska was in on the stop.
Krista and number 85, Colton Peska.
Go deep!
There is a flag on the play.
And looks to be a call against Memorial. I missed the signal.
Illegal procedure.
Another procedure penalty, which, again, Alan, probably would be because of the offense that Memorial runs. Sometimes you just don't get everybody set.
Yeah, they don't give you a lot of time, and the quarterback doesn't exactly look around to make sure everybody's set, which is one of the things you want to do before you get that ball snapped.
So first and 15, Memorial, from their own 23-yard line now, trailing Chi-High 14-0 here at Carson Park on a gorgeous night heading into Labor Day weekend. Thank you for joining us. Gunlock back to pass, fakes left, now rolling out to his left, going deep down the sideline, looking for Ferguson. What a catch, but I think he's out of bounds.
He's out of bounds. That's
a
great call.
Oh, my goodness. He hauled it in with one hand while falling to the chalk, but a good call by the officials right on top of that.
Yeah, the crowd could beg for it all they want because it was a great catch. I'd beg for it, too. That was a great one-handed catch, but the throw was just a little bit out of bounds.
About a 40-yard heave, maybe 50 yards, actually, and Ferguson pulled it down, just out of bounds. Second and 15, Memorial right back on the ball from their own 23. Looking Ferguson's way the whole time, and he dropped it, a rare drop at the 29-yard line for Ferguson. Maybe he heard the thundering 10, footsteps.
Yeah, that was not a good position to put him in. He did get a little bit open, but that linebacker was just going to crack him from the inside. Ferguson is much better on the outside making those beautiful grabs than he is coming across the middle.
Third and 15, Gundlach dancing. Now he evades one defender, cutting straight up the middle. Gundlach across the 25-yard line up to the 28. And again, as he slides, Memorial Faithful wanting a flag.
Well, they're not going to get a flag when he comes up. The Chi-High kids are going to pound him if he comes out of the pocket, and that's what he's doing, and he's getting pounded.
How about the coverage by the Chi-High secondary? Simon Fish back to receive this on a 4th and 9.
For the Old Abes.
Brown out to punt there for the Old Abes.
Once Fish again, punting from inside the 30.
Fish is going to stand at about his 38-yard line. Memorial's going to take a little time off the clock here. And now we have a flag. Maybe, yeah, they waited a little bit too long there. Kellen Brown, by the way, is a 5'11", 165-pound senior kicker and a punter.
Dead ball. Delay a game.
And that's going to make this 4th and 9, a 4th and 14, and going to need a little bit more leg here from Brown, and walking it up 5 yards.
This is the third.
Simon Fish.
I'm sorry, this is going to be the third possession for Chi-High in the first quarter, and there's still 5 minutes left.
And it could be their second of three possessions that starts in opponent's territory, depending on how this punt and return goes. High snap, good rush, kick goes straight up in the air. Which way will it hop? Takes a little bit of a Memorial run.
The 50.
At the 50 down to the 48, maybe 47-yard line. That punt went straight up for Brown, but mercifully it had a nice roll to it here at Carson Park. And so Chi-High will start on their side of the 50, but not by much at the 48-yard line. Well, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Services here. Local pickup and delivery, complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. And Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change, Chippewa Auto Body and Service. First and 10, Chi-High from their own 48, leading 14-0 under 5 minutes to go. First quarter going spread for the first time. Flare out right side to LeMay. LeMay trying to turn the corner. 45-50. LeMay yanks his way out of an ankle tackle. He's still dancing, and at the 45-yard line of Memorial, he will finally be nudged out of bounds after a gain of 7.
I'm going to give Potter a pass for that. I don't know whether officially that would be. It looked like it might have been a backwards pass, making it a lateral and a run for LeMay, but we'll give LeMay a 7-yard catch.
And Potter, 5'11", 175, first-year starter as a senior here at quarterback. Second and 3, Chi-High from the Memorial 45. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Potter from the shotgun. Delayed give to LeMay. LeMay jitterbugging his way across the 40-yard line. Still loose at the 35. Now a flag flies from behind the play as LeMay down to the 32. Gain of about 13 for the time being.
Jitterbug
is 31, actually.
Jitterbug is definitely the way to describe this. You know, while they're making this call here, you got that auto body work. I'm telling you, you might as well hand out some cards for the Eau Claire Memorial quarterback, as he has taken some hits and he's going to need some body work tonight.
Again, the Chi-High defense has just been ferocious, workmanlike, and that's what we see in the construction out. Great student section. In fact, a great Chi-High fan section. Again, beautiful, beautiful night heading into the Labor Day weekend. This is going to be marked off against Chi-High, and it looks to be a hold at the end of the play.
I think it's a hold on with the wide receiver as LeMay broke it to the outside, trying a little bit too hard to get a good block in, and grabbed a little too much cloth.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to give that statistically, because that's a 15-yard run that's going to wind up being, I believe, a 7-yard run and a first down. It's going to go to the 40. I think I have to give LeMay 5 yards on that game.
Yeah, we went from the 45 down to the 31 of the 30, and now it's spotted just outside the 40-yard line. Chi-High goes double wing. The crisscross for the first time tonight. LeMay trying to evade a number of purple jerseys in the backfield, and he'll do the best he can to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Number
won't quite make it there. Memorial had that one diagnosed. Loss of maybe half a yard. They might actually move it back close to the 42. We'll see on the spot. So loss of 2, I guess, officially. Second and 12.
A lot of jittering to no avail on that one.
4:35 to go here. First quarter. Chi High leading 14-0 via two Jackson Bolin touchdowns, one of nine, one of 47 yards. Double wing, double tight, Potter the senior. Give to the aforementioned Boland, and Boland does not score a touchdown on his third carry. But he is nosing his way down to the 37.
The ball carrier.
It's a five-yard gain for Boland, as we are definitely in four-down territory.
Third down for the Cardinals.
4:15 and counting here, first quarter. Chi High held it up just outside the 46-yard line, leading 14-0. We'll stay with twin tight ends. Two wingbacks and a fullback, that's Krista, right behind Potter, the senior. Potter under center. Now pops back up. Now crouches under center again on third and seven. Potter flip to LeMay. LeMay skirts around the right edge, turns the corner with a stiff arm, and a first down carry for Jackson LeMay as he finished that run with authority.
Yeah, you got to love the stiff arm coming around the end there. Just not only the jitterbug, but the power run in the end. Takes that ball, not only a first down, but all the way down to the 27-yard line for a 10-yard gain.
Knocking on the door of the Johnson roll-off red zone once again. Chi High has been in the red zone once so far. Again, LeMay scored from 47 yards out on their last possession. Here at Carson Park, great crowd on both sides. We're on the Memorial side, a USA out in a jam-packed student section. First and 10 from the 27 far hash. Chi High in Memorial territory. Give to the fullback right up the middle. And that's Krista. And Krista inside the 25 down to about the 23-yard line.
Krista, the ball carrier, tackled
Krista,
on the play
6'1", 210.
Zach Higdon.
Higdon on the stop for Memorial.
It's about 4.5 there. I almost want to give him 5 just because he earned it, but ball's going to sit at the 23.5.
So really second 5.5, but call it second and 6 on the scoreboard, as will we. Double wing, double tight for Chi High. Potter. Flip to LeMay. LeMay off the right side, and he is absolutely buried. Whistles blow as purple jerseys surround and trap Jackson LeMay.
Not sure what the Cards are going to do here. This would be one heck of a field goal from the 28, 30, 45-yard field goal. I don't know if we have a kicker that could do that.
They're in 11 right now from the 33.
I think they're just bringing the spread back in. I think they're just going to go for it here, but loss on that one down to the... You said the 28.
So Hebert split out wide to the left along with three receivers, single receiver to the right. Potter from the shotgun. Potter back to pass, flags fly. Potter goes deep down the middle, got a man wide open. Jalen Smith into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
I think the ref is signaling that it's going to be called back in all likelihood. So
flag on the play.
It looked like that flag was thrown even before, probably an illegal shift or motion of some sort, but that's going to come back. But what a beautiful play it was.
Jalen Smith was wide open, and it is an infraction against the Cards. But Allen, right down the seam, Smith was absolutely wide open and putting it right in the pocket. Noah Potter. So third and 11 will become third and 16. We've seen a lot of pre-snap penalties here on both sides. And second game of the year. Chi High now a third and 16 from the 30.
It'll be third and 16 for the Cardinals after the penalty.
Still not interested in even thinking about punting from this distance and well outside of field goal. So throw it up and see what happens.
Potter from the shotgun takes a high snap. Stands tall in the pocket, goes down the middle of the field. Ferguson with the pick at the 7-yard line. He'll slide down to a knee, but Tay Ferguson going up and pulling that one down.
That's, you know, that's really as good as any punt we would have had there as the ball sits at the 9-yard line. So we'll see what Berger defense can do. This is the worst field position that Memorial has started at.
Ferguson came up a little gimpy from that one. First interception thrown by Potter. The old Abe stopped Chi High for the first time tonight. Again, still 2:21 to go here, first quarter. Gunlock, give right up the middle. Shamar Simmons runs into Drake Dakin, plows through a second wave of Shi-High defenders and all the way up past the 15-yard line.
Now we got a flag. There's a little bit of chippiness going on after that play.
Simmons, the ball carrier.
Probably on Shi-High by the looks of what the Oak River Memorial player is pointing at. He might have said something. But they've been talking to each other back and forth, and it's just a matter of time before the ref is going to call that on someone. They got to settle them down out there.
It is a personal foul against Shi-High.
That's the kind of thing that's going to upset Coach Berger as I see him shouting out there. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty and turn that 9-yard field position to now they're all of a sudden at the 30.
And again, with this quick strike capability of the Memorial offense, Alan, you certainly don't want to give them any life.
No, that's exactly right. But the defense is hanging in. They're doing a great job making Memorial work for everything.
First and 10 from the 30. Gunlock gives right up the middle for a gain of a couple. Tay Ferguson is going to check back in. Simmons, again, the workhorse back. He had 29 carries against Hudson.
Brings up second down for the Old A's.
Can post to double digits already here tonight. Gain of 3, second and 7. High snap, Gunlock throws it out left side to Tay Ferguson. Ferguson stutters across the 35-yard line and skips his way out of bounds near the 37. Gain of 5. They're still a couple of yards shy of the line to gain. Patro on the stop for Shi-High.
Brings up third down for the Old A's.
Third and about 3 for Memorial. Twin receivers right, single receiver left from the pistol. Gunlock gives to Simmons. Simmons burrows into the line on the left side, and he is turned back. Number of Shi-High defenders in there, including Braden Jaquish.
Simmons, the ball carrier, tackle on the play by number 52, Hagman.
Also, we call his name a lot.
For the Old A's.
And now fourth and a long yard, and we'll see what Memorial does here. Again from the pistol. Fourth and 1. Gunlock gives to Simmons. Simmons hit in the backfield. He's taken down. And Shi-High turns over the Old A's on down.
Once again, we're calling Colton Petska's name in the backfield there. Great play.
Colton Petska.
Petska with the sack. And the Cardinals turn him back on fourth down and get great field position now. Eau Claire Memorial takes a chance, and now they're at the 37-yard line knocking at the door.
And, Alan, that'll get Coach Berger pumped up.
Yeah, I want to give credit to Zelms and Siski on the defensive line. They stood everything up, and it gave Petska time to come down the line and grab some legs. Great team defense.
You know, total offense on that series for Eau Claire Memorial, I think, was maybe 5 yards on that one run and 20 yards of penalties. So great series for the Shi-High defense.
And once again, Shi-High will start a drive in Memorial territory. Double wing, double tight. Give to LeMay. LeMay following
That's
his block
wall.
From Krista. LeMay turns the corner at the 30. 25-20. LeMay in a sprint to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls from 37 yards out. A house call for Jackson LeMay.
I'm telling you, I'm just not willing to give credit to those guys sprinting outside when those linemen are just creating an absolute wall. I think I could even probably run that even at my speed. Great run. And, you know, I'll give him credit on a lot of his other runs where he's been stacked up by two or three guys. But that right there was your offensive line for the Shi-High Cards. The tight ends and the running back on the other side. This time it was Boland on that side blocking.
Kenya Castillo, the senior kicker, 5'6", 130 for the PAT. And they will blow this play dead before Castillo can get a kickoff.
There is a penalty on the play.
And that 37-yard romp for Jackson LeMay. And, Alan, it's just a beautiful thing where you can see just as the play is developing that this is going to be another big gainer for Shi-High.
That was fun to watch right in front of me. And like you said, every Shi-High player was hat on hat with a Memorial player. And Brett Krista was the final block on his fullback 30 yards down the field, paving the way for LeMay to get pay dirt.
Yeah, hat on hat. Not only that, but on the right side, you can see that wall. They all got their heads on the right side. You could just tell LeMay was going to make it to the corner.
Now Erickson is going to go out there for the PAT.
Erickson on
Potter will hold. It's 20-0 Shi-High. Snap, spot, kick is good, and it's 21-0 Shi-High with a minute 7 to go in quarter number 1. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinals football on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car. Chippewa-Auto.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back to Chi High Cardinals football on WOGO Sports. Erickson has it on the tee. His team a 21-0 advantage. Drives the right leg into this one. Over the shoulder catch at the 6-yard line to the 10, 15, 20. Met at the 20-yard line up to the 21. New return man that time for Memorial was number 80, Jackson Zuliger, a 6-foot sophomore receiver. And Simon Fish on the stop. Again, after the game and the post-class post-game show, we'll name our Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, your car's best defense against rust. RustProofers.com to learn more. First and 10, Memorial from their own 21. Gunlock, the junior, throws it out left side at the 20-yard line. Screen, ball's on the ground, is picked up by Chai High. Knee touch, but it should be Cardinal football. It is.
That's number 5 who tried to advance that. Sam Hebert, with his speed, he was gone. Not sure if he was called down there, but it touches knee. But a great play. And again, you know, you look at the last couple plays for Chi High, stopping them on downs. One play touchdown, one play turnover. Things going well for the Chi High Cardinals, but not so well for the Old Ames.
And, Alan, you feel like if the Cards punch one in here before the end of the first quarter, it's going to kind of feel like an avalanche hit Memorial.
Oh, absolutely. They've been here before, gotten beat soundly before, and so it starts to get in your head.
LeMay in motion on the double wing. Give to LeMay again off that right side. LeMay puts his foot in the ground, follows his blocking, dances out of one tackle inside the 20-yard line and down near the 18 Cards once again in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project and haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Gain of 7.
Cardinals taking their time here. I think they're going to let the clock tick down probably enough to go all the way down. Maybe they have to run one play.
We appreciate LeMay is his balance. He is so tough to tackle because he stays on his feet so well.
16 seconds remaining in the quarter. Double wing, double tight on a 2nd and 4. There's the crisscross. Bolin has it, and Bolin, wearing number 2 in the visiting whites, down to the 11-yard line for a gain of 7 and another Chi High first down. Brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That'll take us to the end of quarter number 1. Chi High out in front early, 21-0 on the road here at Carson Park against Eau Claire Memorial. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Wow. Welcome back to Chippewa Falls Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Sam Aberle at the WOGO home base in Halley. Our board operator and producer, Chai High, leading 21-0 after one quarter. They'll start first and 10 from the 11. Flare out left side to Hebert. Hebert evades one defender, now making everybody miss at the 5 to the end zone. Hebert, touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Nice fight at the end. Again, another little stiff arm, showing a little bit of power along with that state-recognized speed.
Potter to Hebert, first touchdown pass of the night. Chi High leads 27-0.
That's a little slip screen to the wide receiver. The timing almost didn't work out because the ball was a little bit high, but Hebert was able to recover in time, and that little stiff arm gave him what he needed to get into the end zone.
And that'll be Castillo out of the hold from Potter for the PAT. Looks good, is good. It's 28-0. Chippewa Falls, 9 seconds into the second quarter. We will be back in 1 minute. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
For the old age. Erickson to kick off.
High well out in front here at Carson Park with a lot of time to go before halftime. 11:51 remaining second quarter. Erickson drives the right leg into this one. Angled kick, and it goes right through the hands of the return man. It's loose down to the 5-yard line, and I think Eau Claire Memorial, well, who does have that?
He got on it. I don't know how he got on it, but he got on it. That could have been disastrous.
Memorial return man at the 10-yard line.
I think it spells trouble either way, sitting at the 12-yard line starting out again. They haven't gotten across midfield with this Burger defense.
Alan, was that Hediger again who nearly made another huge play on a kickoff?
Yeah, I didn't see who tackled him.
First and 10 from the 12 for Memorial, trailing 28-0. Give to Shamar Simmons off the right side, runs into a wall of white jerseys, and he is escorted out of bounds.
Shamar Simmons, the ball carrier.
Tell you what, the defense is really fired up right now, and you see what, 6-7 guys on the ball carrier. Everybody's working together as one unit.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Gunlock back to pass. Gunlock still dancing around the pocket near his own goal line, still looking, now going to heave it deep down the left sideline, and he's looking for Ferguson, and the ball falls harmlessly out of bounds into the Memorial sideline.
There's just too much speed that way. That time it was Owen Hediger on the coverage, but the Chi High secondary may be a little bit shorter, and if he can thread that needle, they might be able to complete those passes on the outside, but man, Chi High defenders are right on him.
Now it's a 3rd and 10 for Memorial. From their own 12-yard line.
Relatively balanced offense, 14 passes, 11 rushes.
Gunlock, again retreating inside his 5-yard line, looking for Ferguson, makes the catch, cutting backward at the 15-yard line. 4 Chi High defenders wrestle him down near the 17.
Gunlock's
looks to be a few yards shy of the first down marker, and we'll see. I would assume that Memorial will not roll the dice yet again here.
Brings up fourth down.
And they will not. So Brown will come out to kick it away. And Simon Fish will stand in Memorial territory at about the 49, maybe 48-yard line to receive this kick, and now they're going to tell him to walk it up a bit. Brown to kick this away stands at the hash at his own 4-yard line. It's a 4th and 4. Good snap. Pressure is light. Kick away, and calling for the fair catch is Fish. again in Memorial territory at the 47, maybe 46 yard line. Chi High will start first and 10. And that has been a familiar refrain starting in opponent's territory for Chi High as they lead 28-0 and looking for more with 10:22 to go here still in the first half.
Yeah, if anything, the offensive yardage is not what it should be because the defense is playing so good. The Cardinals keep getting short fields here. But still, 17 rushes on the night for 166 yards on the Cardinals total for a 7-yard average.
Again, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. That's White City Glass.
Right now, it's LeMay as the leader with 89 and one touchdown. He got 69 for Bolin with two touchdowns.
28-0 Chi High, 10:22 remaining. First half. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. That's Bolin. Potter with a man in motion left to right. Delayed give right up the middle. That's LeMay. LeMay dances inside the 45-yard line, down close to the 42.
Fun to watch the big fella that time, Carson Parker, out there getting a block on one guy, working up to the next level to look for someone else to block.
Parker at 6'4", 300, and just a junior. We've talked about this a bit, Alan, that Chi High has more size on the lines this year than we've had the privilege of in recent years.
And most of these guys started last year. A lot of good experience on that line.
Potter flares it out left side. That's to LeMay. LeMay makes a man miss in the backfield, dancing away from another couple tackles. Somehow splits two Memorial defenders, stays on his feet inside the 35-yard line, down to the 30. How did Jackson LeMay do that? 12 yards and a first down for Chi High.
You talk about his quickness. You know, you think you have him, and then he makes a little, you know, foot in the ground, and he makes a spin or a quick move. He's a hard one to line up.
13 yards, actually, as they will spot it down to the 29.
Now, who was that that had the run just the play before that on first down for the 6 yards? Was that LeMay?
That was.
Yeah, back-to-back runs for LeMay.
All right, so LeMay's up to 90. Well, that was a pass that time, wasn't it, or I missed that?
I believe that would be counted as a pass. It looked like it wasn't backwards, so a little above lateral. Trips outside the hash on the right side. Potter gives to Banky, and Banky inside the 25-yard line, inside the 20-yard line for another Chi High first down. That's Tyler Banky, the 5'11", 180-pound sophomore, bringing the Cards into the Johnson Roloff red zone once again. Clock stopped at 9 minutes exactly here at Carson Park.
Ball's going to go down to the 12, so that's a 17-yard gain for Banky.
Good first touch of the ball for the sophomore again. Johnson Roloff red zone is where the Cards are at. JohnsonRoloff.com, the local Roloff dumpster and recycling service. Cards with twin receivers right, single receiver left. Delayed give to LeMay. LeMay splits it outside the numbers at the 10-yard line, spins at the 5, reaching inside the 5 to put Chi High very close to a first and goal situation.
Tackle on the play by number
I think
90.
We're bringing in the heavies right now, so.
Correction, number 80,
first and goal potentially here.
And Johnson Roloff, your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy with dumpsters for any size project and haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com, the Cards in the Johnson Roloff red zone with a first and goal from the 2-yard line.
Like to see a give to Krista here if he's in the backfield. Nice little mix up here, but he's going to be a blocking back, it looks like. Probably going to go to number 22.
Wildcat here to LeMay. LeMay hit the backfield, and he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Card's getting a little fancy there, running a little Wildcat. Probably not something they're used to. They're going to bring in a different set of personnel, maybe run something there.
Brings up second.
A little bit more used to running here than that play.
So LeMay back to the line of scrimmage. Second and goal from the 2.
Yeah, this is what you're used to seeing. Just give it to Krista. Get back to the sideline.
The give to Krista right up the middle. Krista fights his way toward the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. With 8:20 to go in the first half, it is 34-0.
Yeah, this is just like a video game. Even I could call it from up here.
So Krista, the 2-yard plunge. Fourth Chi High player to score.
But it's also an earned plunge by what he's been doing, blocking up front and the hard-fought yardage. So I think that was just a nice play by Chihai to give it to him.
Erickson for the PAT again. Whistles blow pre-snap as Erickson boots it through. But
looked like Memorial came off the edge early.
So Chihai presumably would decline that.
Looks like we're setting ourselves up for a running clock the entire second half.
Again, last time in this situation, Chihai went for two after a pre-snap penalty last week against Spash. But
I don't think that we had the actual extra point last
time. Maybe it was
time.
Blown off.
It's hard to take it off the clock or take it off the scoreboard. But that might be what they're doing here.
Dead ball.
You know, so it's dead ball encroachment. So I guess the PAT would not count.
So it's so then he isn't declining it. So an interesting play though here, because now you got the 2-point conversion, meaning the difference between
running clock in the second half. Again, that wouldn't take place until the second half if Chihai maintains a 35-point or greater lead.
And there could be a lot more scoring between now and then. There's still 8 minutes left in this half.
They're going to go Wildcat again with LeMay. LeMay takes the snap, follows his blocking on the right side, and he dances untouched into the end zone. What a great surge up front. LeMay with a 2-point conversion, second in as many weeks. It is 36-0 Chihai. We're going to be back in 1 minute. Chihai football on WOGO 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Back in 60 seconds.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
Gorgeous Friday night underneath the lights here in Eau Claire. Chihai with the kickoff from Erickson, picked up at the 15-yard line, across the 20, the 25, spilled near the 27-yard line.
Ian Denning, number 11 on the tackle.
And the return man that time was number 80 for Eau Claire Memorial, Zuliger. And Memorial trailing 36-0. Still a lot of time left for them here in the second quarter to try to start a comeback bid.
How many first downs does Memorial have? One or two?
I think they've got at least two, maybe three.
Depends, I suppose, if you're saying by virtue of penalty or not. But
yeah, one was by penalty, definitely. I think they got three if you count the one by penalty.
Gunlock. A delayed give. The ball is loose. It's on the ground. Chihai dives on it at the 32-yard line. The handoff never quite held.
Did you get who got that play? Who got the pickup?
Patro
with the pickup. You know, more impressively, you talk about the number of first downs. Just look at the last four series. Stopped on fourth down. One play turnover. Two plays turnover. And then that play again. One play turnover. This has just turned from bad to worse for Memorial.
Now the officials calling for time for a moment here.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they would look at. That ball was bobbled for about 3 yards. There's no question it was a fumble.
I mean, okay. It was fumbled forward. Go ahead, Alan.
Just off the top of my head, I think this is the 9th possession. 7 touchdowns. No, sorry, we have 6 touchdowns, and then that one interception that served basically as a punt.
Yep. I think that's correct. That's pretty good for being off the top of your head when I've got the computer right in front of me.
I think I've actually got us down for 5 touchdowns, guys. 4 runs, 1 pass. But we'll look for the 6th one here. Potter from the spread. Shotgun look, rolling out to his left. He's under heavy pressure, and he's dragged down and sacked. Good penetration in the backfield that time by big number 50, Gus Chumas. 6 foot, 250 pound senior defensive lineman.
And you could ask, why are you passing? You're up 36-0, and the run game is working just perfectly. But I think it's a thing where you work on something that you're going to need later in the season. So why not work on your pass game a little bit?
They're going to have to work on their pass game now. Potter credited with a 10-yard loss on that one.
Second and 18, they're going to call it from the 41-yard line. Chai High, three receivers split out to the right, single receiver to the left. Potter from the shotgun, flares it out right side. That's Boland. Boland following his blocking, 35-30. He stood up at the 30-yard line after a gain of 11. But well blocked on that play by the Chai High receivers here on the near side. Well, from joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic brain and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, online at cvosm.com. Chai High still a third and long here, third and nine. Again, you figure you have two downs for it from the 31-yard line of Memorial, leading 36-0. 6:45 and counting to go here, first half. Almost midway through quarter number two. Three receivers now to the left, single receiver to the right, and early movement as Potter steps back as receivers dart forward and flags fly from the officials. Third and nine will become third and 14. And WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls is where you're tuned. 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast of our WOGO Sports broadcast at WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports crew tonight for Chai High football. We'll have McDonald football 11:35 a.m. tomorrow on the road to Clayton. Potter back to pass. Potter going over the middle, reaching up, making the catch. Islamay inside the 20-yard line, down to the 16. A gain of 19 on the pitch and catch from Potter to LeMay on third and long. The Cards convert.
LeMay just running a shallow post pattern, wide open in the middle of the field. Against this Memorial Zone defense.
Cards again in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project and haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com. Potter, delayed give right up the middle. That's LeMay. LeMay splits it outside the numbers. 15-10, 5 to the end zone. Leaps a defender inside the 5. They'll say he stepped out back near the 10. And so the clock will stop at 5:48 again. Chai High, enough of an advantage for a running clock, but we're still in the first half. 36-0 our score.
Looks like they're going to give them 7 on that one. Put the ball just outside the 9-yard line. Cardinals, again, taking their time here.
Gain of 7, 2nd and 3 for Chai High. Again, they can still get a first down here inside the 10.
Dave, do you notice how they have two defensive linemen that kind of turn the opposite direction? It just seems like they're easier to block because of the angles.
Smith and Boland split to the right. Hebert to the left. Smith in motion left to right. The little flip to Smith evades one tackler in the backfield. Can't get away from the second, though. A little shovel pass.
Jalen Smith, the ball carrier.
Jalen Smith, and it's going to bring up third down as Chumas makes a nice stop for the Old Aves.
It's going to move the ball back to the 13. Looks like almost a 4-yard loss there.
So again, the Cards can still get a first down without a touchdown. 3rd and 7 from the 13-yard line of Memorial. Three receivers right, single receiver to the left. Potter with an H-back to his left from the gun. 3rd and 7. Potter takes a high snap. Dancing now going to cut it right up the middle, and he has nowhere to go. Sacked and brought down. I think that was Chumas again.
I think we're going to have to go for
Jack
Modal,
excuse me. The sophomore.
Looks like they're bringing in their field goal team. This will be a little bit longer.
I'll correct myself again. That was
32-yard field goal.
So, yeah, about a 32, 33-yarder.
Jared Erickson,
and Erickson, the senior, number 14, to kick out of the hold of Potter. It'll be a 32-yarder. Snap, spot, Erickson, the kick. It's a low-line drive, and it's good. 32-yard field goal for Jared Erickson, the first field goal of the year for the Cards, and it's 39-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Chai High has scored on all but one possession. Erickson with the kickoff after his 32-yard field goal. Zuliger breaks one tackle at the 25-yard line, stumbles forward near the 28. Again, good coverage from the Chai High special teams unit. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's been all Chai High. 4:19 to go first half, 39-0 they lead.
One thing you get a little concerned about when you get up this many points this early in the game is that it can get a little bit sloppy, your lack of discipline. Maybe that's what we saw that last drive where they just didn't have any continuity.
Gunlock out there at quarterback. Again, the tempo offense gives off the left side. Chai High quickly to the point of attack. And not much running room there for the Memorial ball carrier, who looked to be
Cale Peldon, the ball carrier.
The new ball carrier, Cale Peldon.
You know, Alan, I agree with you, but the good thing is about relying on your defense so much like Chai High does is defenses don't tend to get that way. They tend to tee it up a little bit more, and I think that's what we're seeing here out of this defense.
Gunlock to Ferguson. He's swarmed by Patro and a host of Cardinals, including Colin Clary, the 6'285-pound junior linebacker.
That is enough for an all-day first down.
It is a first down for Memorial. Looked like some early movement. No call. Give off the right side. Stumbling across the 40 up to maybe the 42-yard line is Belden. Neil Belden, 5'8", 155-pound junior. Jaquish on the stop. Memorial back on the ball on a 2nd and 7. Two receivers to the left. Give to Belden again. Picking his way across the 40-yard line, and he's just picked up and set down. That was for the Cards, 42, Chase Hansen.
And number 27, Pelichek as well in on the play.
Third down.
3rd and 7, Memorial. Gunlock back to pass, has good protection, staying in the pocket, now dancing out to his left. Gunlock holding, finds Ferguson, and Ferguson, it slipped through his hands as he was trying to make a toe-tap catch along the sideline.
Yeah, if Ferguson went any further, he would not have been able to catch that ball. So just on his fingertips, but almost a great athletic grab.
4th and 7, Memorial with 3:08 to play and a timeout taken by Coach Westcott. We'll step out, be back in 30 seconds. Chai High football on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Back in 30.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Team's ready to go, as are we. 3:08 to go here, first half. Chai High leading Memorial 39-0. The Old Apes have the ball, 4th and 7 on their own 42 coming out of the timeout. Gunlock back to pass. Straight drop, has plenty of time, goes over the middle and just cannot connect with Tay Ferguson. Ferguson going one way, the ball sailing another, and another turnover on downs for this Chai High defense, which has been stout, to say the least.
You know, the Cardinals would probably just sit on this by running it, but unfortunately that might very well score them here in this 3 minutes.
3:04 left.
Again, the Cardinals have only been stopped once from scoring. Their last possession, they did kick a field goal.
Like Allen said, that was an interception that might as well have been a punt going for it on 4th and 20. So,
first and 10, the Cards from the 42-yard line of Memorial. Draw play to LeMay. LeMay breaking one tackle, now jitterbugging away from a couple more defenders, and finally three, maybe four Memorial defenders bring him down at the 40-yard line. They never actually take him to the turf. They just hold him up until the whistle.
If his offensive lineman didn't box him in, he might still be running.
Bring that all the way to the 38, so he does get 4 yards out of it.
Just does not go down on first contact ever, Jackson LeMay. Second and 6 from the 38 of Memorial Chi-High, back to the twin tight end double wing formation. There's the crisscross. Bolin ends up with it, and a good tackle, jumping on his back and hauling him down, was 33 Zach Higdon, the senior linebacker, 5'11", 190. Brings up a 3rd and 6 for the Cards. Again, Chi-High, no hurry here, leading 39-0. Sportsmanship certainly comes into play as well. 3rd and 6 from the old Abe's 38-yard line. Bolin out wide to the right, part of a trio of receivers to the right side, single receiver left. And Potter with one man with him in the backfield. Potter takes a high snap, holds it down with one hand, now goes deep down the left sideline and incomplete. He was looking for Hebert at about the 10-yard line, 4th and 6 now for the Cards.
Pass is incomplete.
The Cardinals were looking for maybe a little bit of contact there. Potter, 5 for 7 on the night so far for 60 yards.
Last week, Potter was 5 of 10 passing for 86 yards.
Brings up 4th down.
A relatively similar night as the Cardinals, as usual, and we thought they were going to with this team, relying on that powerful run game, great blockers and great speed, good combination. 29 for 228 so far.
Hebert left, LeMay, Boland, and Smith out to the right for Chi-High. Potter with a single back to his right, operating from the shotgun. 4th and 6 from the Memorial 38. Another high snap. Potter stands tall in the pocket, dart over the middle, and that one's near the shoelaces of Jackson LeMay. Couldn't quite get connected there, so turnover on downs. Ball goes back to Eau Claire Memorial.
Cardinals turn it over on downs.
1:36 remaining in the half. Eau Claire Memorial still looking for their first score.
Cardinal defense hopefully does not get complacent. Hope they're heading towards the halftime here. 1:36 is a long time with the Abe's fast break offense.
Gunlock again operating from the pistol. Give to Belden. Belden up the middle. Hagman pulls him down. A couple of other Chi-High defenders in on that tackle. I think Tyler Reynes was in there as well.
Tackle to the play by number 56,
senior.
Carson Koenig.
Run the ball, but they're back to the line of scrimmage immediately there with a 1 yard gain.
Gunlock again rolling out to his left. The lefty junior over the middle, got Ferguson. Ferguson at midfield, spins down into Chi-High territory. Colin Clary with the stop.
Tackle the
first down for Memorial.
12 yard gain.
Ferguson's in the slot to the left. Gunlock back to pass. He's looking to his right now, comes back left, and that one just got away from him as he flings it out of bounds.
Gunlock's pass is incomplete.
Clock stops at 104.
Nine completions for Eau Claire Memorial so far, and I would probably venture a guess that number 5, Ferguson, has 8 of them.
Gunlock back to pass again. Standing tall in the pocket. He's got a lot of time. Now flushed out. He's hit and sacked. Pulled down.
That's big number. Well, if his uniform
the jersey's
straight
kinda,
big
yeah,
number
52. Hagman, there we go. The jersey rolled up a little bit.
Been hearing his name by the announcer quite a bit. Minus 2 for the sack.
Another timeout taken by Coach Westcott. We'll take a half-minute break as well. Big 3rd and long for Oakland Memorial coming up. They trail your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 39-0. We are back in 30 seconds. Chi-High football on WOGO.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Back to the action here at Carson Park. Third and 12, Eau Claire Memorial. Right from midfield. Gunlock takes the snap. Rolling out to his left. He's under heavy pressure. Under duress. Goes left side. And he's got Ferguson with another toe-tapping catch. Inside the 40-yard line. Down to the 38. Gunlock was about to get smacked.
That is enough for an all-day.
Uncorks one to Ferguson. Who's been as advertised, the Brown commit. First and 10 from the 38. Gunlock rolling out to his left, sidearms it, looking for Ferguson again. Flag flies late. Ferguson made the catch inside the 35, down to about the 32, a gain of six.
There is a penalty on the play.
Might have been a hold. If it is a hold, they were holding number 52 that time.
Hagman again, disruptive. And it's got to be tough, Alan, for the Chi-High defensive front as well, too. I mean, just you don't get any chance to catch a breather as this Memorial offense moves at a lightning pace, but they've held very stout.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about a guy like Hagman who constantly is being called upon and is the one, you know, you got to gear it up every single play. And so a big tip of the cap to these guys who are really grinding away in a fast-paced offense.
And it is a hold, so that will bring Memorial back from the spot of the foul to the 48-yard line. Gunlock back to pass. There's Kyle Cleary, and Cleary almost decapitates him on the hit. Untouched, Colin Cleary with the sack.
I think Memorial, oh, they're not going to take it to the half. They're going to take a timeout.
What a great blitz call by Coach Berger coming off the edge.
Heat-seeking missile.
Yeah, the timeout surprises me as you almost just lost your quarterback there for the season.
Clary, the 6'2 junior, timeout taken by Memorial. We'll keep it here. Again, coming up at the half, we'll have your halftime highlights, stats, analysis. Coming up in the post-class post-game show, we'll name the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. You can learn more at rustproofers.com. Again, the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. And that's always, my guess, going to be a difficult task to name just one player in this Chi-High defense. Simon Fish is the reigning Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. Hagman certainly making a play for that. We've called Clary's name a lot as well. Lateral pass for Memorial out to Tay Ferguson, and Ferguson wrestled down for Chi-High by Race Pilacek. 6'1", 160, the junior. Third and very long for Memorial back on their own 48-yard line. Back to pass is Gunlock. Gunlock sidearm throw, diving catch by Ferguson. Near his own sideline, up to the 46 of Chi-High.
Brings up fourth down for the old age.
About five. And now we'll have a stoppage of play. And that is the half. Chi-High, a dominant first half effort here in their first road game of 2024. At the break, they lead Eau Claire Memorial 39-0. We're going to step out and be back in 3.5 minutes with halftime analysis, highlights, and more. Don't go away. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Back in 3.5 for your halftime update.
Hi. I'm Dan Post with Post Glass and Mirror.
And I'm Dave Check with the Check Law Office.
You've heard our ads over the years on WOGO.
We wanted you to know how it all got started.
Dave and I played on Chuck Rakovich's first two BRC championship teams,
1987 and 1988.
Over the years, we continued to team up.
I've used Post Glass and Mirror for some pretty outstanding glass work in my home and office.
And we've used the Check Law Office for our legal needs.
We both continue to be huge fans of Chi-High Athletics.
And as football alums, Rako and the Cards will always have a special place in our hearts.
We advertise on WOGO during the games because WOGO brings the games to the fans.
Come to the games, listen to the games, support the Cards.
We will continue to support our community, our teams, and each other. That is what teammates do.
Thank you for supporting us over the years, and thank you for supporting the Cards.
Together, we are rooting for the Cards to have another outstanding season under Coach Rako.
Go Cards!
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Welcome back. Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO Sports crew. Sam Aberle, our producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley. It's been all Chi-High through the first two quarters. They lead 39-0. They will start with the football and a running clock in the second half. We'll get to some of those highlights coming up later in our halftime show. But, Dave, again, an impressive performance after a slow start against Spash last week. Chi-High ripped off 36 straight points, won that one 36-21, again against a large school, a school with a lot of athletes in it, here on the road at Eau Claire Memorial. This time Chi-High does not spot the opponent anything, and they really are rolling right now.
Well, it's tough being in the position of being up here when you're used to being a coach and a player, and you want to tell the kids, you know, this is a team you can't look past. This is a weekend, a long weekend. You got to keep your focus about you. But the reality of it is, sitting here coming into this game as someone who's, you know, now more of just a fan, and you don't have to worry about jinxing it so much. You're looking at this like a game. you have to do this to Eau Claire Memorial. If you are that good as we think you are by what you did to Stevens Point in the second half, a great team ranked eighth in the state last year, and we just took it to them last year. And if you want to go have a chance of walking through this conference, especially with as good as Rice Lake is, you had to do this tonight. There's no way that this could have been a close game if we're as good as we think we are.
And I'm sure the coaches are saying, too, in that locker room, take the field to start the third quarter the way you took it to start this game. And again, you would expect if things continue the way they have, that there probably will be a lot of sophomores, maybe juniors, getting out there and getting some playing time as the second half progresses. But you want to make sure you come out of the locker room. And honestly, you want to get a score right away and then see what happens as a half can move pretty quickly in a running clock situation. But certainly, I would have to think that Coach Rakovich is more than pleased with the effort from his team. I mean, barely even stopped on offense so far, and the defense facing a dramatically different style of offense this week has responded very well.
Yeah, you know, as a fan, you'd love to come out and say, okay, well, let's put up 60 or 70 on them, but that's not going to happen. A lot of respect on both sides of this ball. Chi High at this point in time has done what they needed to do tonight. They have made a statement by this half. Look for the second half, like you said. We might see the starters for maybe one series. If they put up 40 on them, I think that's probably where we're going to get a lot of our JV in there. Number one thing is you don't want to get hurt. It's a non-conference game. This isn't even like, you know, you don't get style points like perhaps in college where there's some encouragement to run it up. So you definitely don't want to get any injuries. But you want your kids to stay focused as long as they're in there, because that's when injuries happen if they're not.
Well, we'll take a two-minute break and be back with the Check Law Office Check of the Stats coming up after this on our halftime show as Chi High leading 39-0 over Eau Claire Memorial. We're back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Cardinals football.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Winter is coming, and with winter comes salt. And that salt is attacking your vehicle, leading to rust. But you can stop rust in its tracks with Rust Proofers. Rust Proofers offers convenient service. They'll come to you with a no-mess, no-drip formula. Prevent rust and stop existing rust from getting out of control. And Rust Proofers service is added to your vehicle history report, increasing resale value. Stop rust before it starts. Call, text, or email Rust Proofers, serving Western Wisconsin. RustProofers.com.
Welcome back to the half here in Eau Claire at Carson Park on an absolutely picture-perfect Friday night. Beneath the lights here in Eau Claire, and Chi High certainly setting off a lot of fireworks. They have them a lot here at Carson Park for express games, and the Cards all over the Old Abes, 39-0. We'll get you highlights coming up before the second half begins, but now it's time for our Check Law Office Check of the Stats, courtesy of Dave Check, the man himself. And what jumps out at you here in the first half, Dave?
You know, other than the fact that everything jumps out, there's really nothing to point out. Chi High basically working it on all cylinders, including the turnover ratio, to just add insult to injury. So I'll just list off the stats. Potter is 5 for 8. He's got 60 yards in completions. Running-wise, you know, only because I get Potter a couple of sacks, he winds up with minus 13 yards on 3 carries. LeMay led the way with 13 carries for 116 yards. He had 1 touchdown. Boland, 2 touchdowns on 5 carries for 68 yards. Krista, 4 for 14. Benke, 1 for 17. Smith, 1 for minus 4. And we had another player with minus 2 that I did not catch the name. Cardinals for a total 28 carries for 196 yards. So Cardinals kicking it out with a pretty good rushing average there, 7 yards per carry. Catching, we have LeMay caught 3 for 7, 12, and 19 for a total of 38 yards. Boland had 1 for 11. Hebert had 1 for 11 in the lone receiving touchdown. So 1 interception, 1 touchdown for Potter as well. For defense, you know, what stands out at me is the fact that if I look at their rushes, they had 16 rushes, of which 12 of them were for 4 yards or less. Total of 38 yards, an average of 2.375 per carry is what they were held to. The only bright spot for Eau Claire is they have a pretty good passing game, 12 for 22. The speed of Chiayi definitely closing in on them, but a couple of big gains. And again, number 5, you know, showing us some athletic skill makes it a little bit fun to watch the game. 89 yards total receiving for Eau Claire Memorial. The field position, you know, it was just consistent the entire time. Eau Claire Memorial gets the ball starting in relatively poor field position, winds up with a punt or a turnover, and Chiayi, I'm not sure they started with the ball too much outside their own 50. So we had short fields the whole night, or this yardage would have been potentially a lot worse.
Again, what really, really jumps out is you talk about the rushing game for Chiayi. Again, 6.9 yards per carry last week against Stevens Point. Again, around 7 yards per carry this week, but holding their opponent, as you mentioned, to 2.375 per carry. That's going to win you a lot of games in whatever league you're playing in. We're going to step out and be back in 2 more minutes with those halftime highlights as Chiayi leading Eau Claire Memorial 39-0 at the break. We're back in 2. This is Cardinals football on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
At the half, Chi-High leads Eau Claire Memorial here at Carson Park in Eau Claire 39-0. Cards will get the ball in a running clock situation to start the third. Let's hear how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports, your halftime highlights.
The card, second and six for the Memorial 40. Noah Potter, number seven, senior signal caller, 5'11", 175. Flip again to LeMay, evades one tackle in the backfield, jitterbugs, cuts outside the number, 40, 35, 30, down the sideline, cuts inside another defender, dives inside the 15-yard line to the 14. A gain of 26 plus for Jackson LeMay, and he just made people miss. All Eyes Project and Holloway and Disposal Services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Second and five from the 9-yard line. Flip. That's Jackson Boland. Boland bursts into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls from 9 yards out. Boland puts the cards on the board. That is his fourth touchdown of 2024.
Beautiful play. One thing to point out is you saw Kinger running for 5 yards in that backfield duel of Kinger and Martin being huge for the Cardinals. Martin is out tonight. He's on the sidelines. Four as opposed to a loss of five, and you keep your down. I think they're going to decline that every time. That was a great sack on their part.
Second and 14 for Chi-High. Now from the 47 of Memorial. Still double wing, double tight formation. Flip on the left side, that's Boland. Boland has a big gap. 40, 35, 30. Off to the races. Boland for his second touchdown of the night. This time from 47 yards out. And Chi-High leads 13-0.
Yeah, and I think it's about time we give a shout out to big Noah King, number 68, who had a big key block on that one. 6'7", 260-pound junior. Sprung him on the outside. Great play.
Welcome back to Carson Park. Chi-High leads 14-0. Erickson, the run-up and the boot. He's going to drive it straight down the hash marks. Picked up by Neff. He'll drop it at the 10-yard line. Still bobbling it at the 12. Flags fly. Neff gets what he can. And oh, my goodness, he is planted at the 18-yard line. Owen Hediger just smocked him.
That is two.
Gunlock gives to Simmons. Simmons burrows into the line on the left side, and he is turned back. Number of Chi-High defenders in there, including Braden Jaquish.
Shamar Simmons, the ball carrier, tackle on the play by number 52, Hagman.
Also, we call his name a lot.
For the old age.
And now fourth and a long yard, and we'll see what Memorial does here. Again from the pistol. Fourth and one. Gunlock gives to Simmons. Simmons hit in the backfield. He's taken down. And Chi-High turns over the old Aves on down.
Once again, we're calling Colton Petska's name in the backfield there. Great play.
Colton Petska.
Defense.
You know, total offense on that series for Eau Claire Memorial, I think, was maybe 5 yards on that one run and 20 yards of penalties. So great series for the Chi-High defense.
And once again, Chi-High will start a drive in Memorial territory. Double wing, double tight. Give to LeMay. LeMay following
That's
his block
wall.
From Krista. LeMay turns the corner at the 30. 25-20. LeMay in a sprint to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls from 37 yards out. A house call for Jackson LeMay.
I'm telling you, I'm just not willing to give credit to those guys sprinting outside when those linemen are just creating an absolute wall. I think I could even probably run that even at my speed.
We're going to pause the highlights here. We'll hear the rest in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls as we are headed back to the action here at Carson Park. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO sports crew. Sam Aberley, our producer, back at the Wogo home base, and Hallie, 39-0, Chi-High, and they will receive the second half kickoff.
So, you know, coming back to Colin Clary's open hit that he had on the quarterback, Colin Clary packs a punch as a sophomore last year, threw the discus 132 feet. So look for some good things out of him on the track team, too. We keep mentioning these sprinters. We also got some throwers out there.
Cards are going to receive the second half kickoff. Brown. An angled boot that's headed toward the sideline, and it will stay in bounds. Picked up at the 4-yard line, coming back the other way to the 15-yard line.
Well, the good news is we finally have some yards to work with, Pat, on the stats.
I think that I was trying to see if that was Jalen Smith.
Yes, sir.
So Smith on the return, and Alan, you were right there on top of it, and that sure looked like it was going to go out of bounds, and so Smith was waiting and waiting, and it just never quite hit the chalk, and he had to do the best he could with it.
Yeah, that's a thing where you might as well be aggressive and go up and get it.
Put a little backspin on that ball.
Chi High will start first and 10 in their worst starting field position of the night at their own 16-yard line. Double wing, double tight, give to Boland, and Boland, look out, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, they're not going to catch him, 80!
Yeah, I forgot, not only does it give us a chance to pad the stats a little bit, it gives you a chance to get another highlight. No doubt, 84 yards. You know, every single run that we had in the first half, they wouldn't have been touched. The 30-yard runs, they wouldn't have been touched for 100.
How about that Chi High offense, 45-0. And, Alan, it is just a thing of beauty watching the blocking up front and then let the speedsters do their thing.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Sawyer Lubes, who's the the offensive, the coach for the offensive line, and what a great job the line has done this first half and now continuing to the third quarter.
The kick is blocked, and so it remains 45-0, Chi High. Running clock, we're back in 60 seconds, Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Erickson, the run-up and the kick, gets the right leg into this one. Zuliger is going to pick it up at his 9-yard line far side. Then he dropped the ball. It's loose. It's still picked up at the 10. I think Zuliger fell back on it. But another bobble on a kick return for Memorial. And Zuliger almost lost possession for the old Abes there.
He absolutely got popped by number 8 there. I don't think we've called
Simon Fish. The reigning Russ Proofers defensive player of the game.
Been getting his share of hits tonight, apparently, because he was hungry on that one.
Give off the left side for Eau Claire Memorial, who I believe has a new quarterback in, if I'm not mistaken. Marcus Holmberg, the 6'1", 175-pound sophomore, is now out there at quarterback.
A lot of defensive substitutions also for Chi High.
So we'll update as we're able. Second and 10 from their own 12. Flare out pass left side of the 10-yard line to the 15, spilled just shy of the 20.
Number 10, Marcus Holmberg's pass is complete.
Number 1, Brody Neff. Neff, the senior. So again, Holmberg in at quarterback. Holmberg from the pistol, back to pass, goes left side. Got a man there, quickly ushered out of bounds. That's Oliver Vleck, a sophomore, 5'11". Again, both coaches probably going to substitute quite freely here in the second half. 2 minutes into the second half, but we are in a running clock, so this third quarter should go quite quickly. Give off the left side, a little extra running room. Flags fly.
Running back
that time is number 14, Vilek.
There is a penalty on the play.
King on the stop for Chi High, and again, you mentioned that flag in the area of a hold.
So Jackson Boland on the night, 6 for 152 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's 25 yards a carry so far, as always doing. But more importantly, if he's your fantasy player, he's averaging 5.5 points every time he touches the ball.
That is just insane. Again, Boland, another hat trick of touchdowns. That score coming 59 seconds into the second half. First and 20 for Memorial.
Back to pass. Caught far side of the field. Pulling it in was Jackson Zuliger.
Number 80, Jackson Zuliger.
You know, Memorial really does have a pretty good passing offense with those hitches, timing routes when the quarterback gets him the ball. Chiai just has such good closing speed, but I think you're going to see that throughout the Big River. There's a lot of speed this year.
Holmberg from the gun. Heavy pressure, evades it, rolling out to his left. Holmberg now looking like he wants to tuck and run, but coming in like a heat-seeking missile, number 20, Drake Dakin, just plants him to the turf here at Carson. Got maybe a couple.
Brings up third down.
A lot of the offensive starters over here for Chi-High getting their pitchers taken together. Looks like their night is over.
Well-deserved. Well-deserved rest here as we see what the what used to be the Burger JV coming in.
Holmberg flares it out right side and a big hit planting. Holmberg's the receiver is Zuliger. I think that was Smith out there. Jalen Smith.
Another completion for maybe 1 yard.
And Holmberg. A high completion percentage, but the Chi-High tackling has been on point.
Brown
to punt. Again, we're already under 7.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Fans are entertaining themselves with some chants back and forth across the field.
And we have the USA out here on the Memorial side, on the Chi-High side, the construction out. Pressure moderate, line drive kick, fielded at the 45-yard line to the 50. There's some room for Smith. 40, 35, 30, cutting back against the grain, 25, 20, and Smith all the way down, almost to the Johnson roll-off red zone. What a return for the Chi-High junior.
Chi-High once again with great field position already in the half, of course, only ran one play for a touchdown.
6:42 to go.
The way the momentum is going right now, I would be very surprised if it took more than three plays to get this one in.
Again, a lot of reserves out there for Chi-High. Looks like Evan Weiler will be at quarterback, number 16, 5'10", 200-pound junior. He'll go double wing, double tight, but kind of an offset B-back this time. Flip on the left side, trying to turn the corner at the 20-yard line. Turning the corner, 15, 10 to the 5, diving toward the pylon. Is he in? Touchdown, that's Gavin Schiltz, the 5'7 sophomore with a 22-yard touchdown tote.
Number 32, Gavin.
You know what, I was
Schiltz
just about to say, one of the big differences is you don't have the same blocking out of the ends and the linemen, and then you did, exactly the same, and he also had the speed to get to the outside, so... You know, give credit to the JV coach who's got his kids all ready to come out right away, too. 22-yard touchdown.
Jared Erickson.
Chi-High has put 51 on the board as Erickson out of the hold of Potter. He'll go back out there for the special teams duties. Splitting the uprights here at Carson once again is Erickson. It is 52-0. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. We'll get a podcast of this one available later on tonight for your Labor Day weekend enjoyment at WOGO.com. Tomorrow, matinee max football, 8-player football, 11:35 a.m. Coach Mark Maloney's squad will take on Clayton in a battle of state-ranked squads from the
Week one, wissports.net coaches poll. Of course, eight-player hasn't started yet for many schools, but McDonald, the preseason number one. 52-0 Chi High. Erickson has it on the tee, drives the right leg into this one. Zuliger drops it again. It goes into the end zone. He'll let it trickle there, but my goodness, there have been a lot of struggles returning the ball for Eau Claire Memorial, but maybe we should focus on, guys, the weapon that it is to have a kicker like Erickson who can drive the ball consistently inside the 10, sometimes even to the 5-yard line.
Old Ames will take over.
Running clock.
From the 20.
Already past the halfway point here, the third quarter. 52-0 Chi High. A lot of subs in on both sides. Gavin Schiltz, a 22-yard touchdown romp. The last Chi High possession. Holmberg back to pass, directing traffic, rolling out to his right, being chased, skirting down the sidelines, gets what he can across the 25. Actually, a nice gain close to a first down. Reigns with the stop for Chi High. Coming up, we'll have the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class Amir, the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, and our Russ Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. Give off the left side, turning the corner at the 30-35. Big collision in front of the Memorial sideline. A couple Chi High defenders there, including number 11, Ian Denning. Belden was the ball carrier.
That is an Old Ames first down.
First down for the Aves. Holmberg takes the snap, give to Belden again. Stops in the backfield, reverses direction across the 40-yard line, 45, and he's cut down shy of the 50. But that should be enough for another Memorial first down. But there is a flag on the play.
So, Caleb, while they march this off, you asked, I answer. Last time Chi High scored 52 points, we have to go all the way back, as I said, September 14th of 2018, Eau Claire Memorial versus Chi High, 67-65 in a game that I believe... couple of things. Number one, I think it was the third highest score of the total in a state history. Secondly, Coach Berger is not going to take credit for that. He was the JV coach at the time, not the defensive coordinator that got 65 points hung up on him in a win. And that was a game that I believe there was six overtime periods. So it was quite a game. And you missed it. And I was almost going to give you the play-by-play just so that you could make up a broadcast.
I think you actually did write that out for me, but I wasn't quite able to replicate it without the crowd noise. Holmberg give to Belden. Belden following his blocking across midfield. He's wrestled down by Braden Jaquish in Chi High territory near the 45. And Alan, always great to be able to see some of these reserves for Chi High get in on the action.
Oh, absolutely. What a great thing to be able to get some of your younger guys some real varsity action.
Holmberg going left, throwing left. And stepping out of bounds is Oliver Vilek. Vleck, 5'11", 165-pound sophomore. So Holmberg's moved the ball a bit here, the sophomore quarterback for Coach Tom Westcott and Co.
He's 5 for 5 so far.
A little early movement again, no call. Holmberg rolling out to his right, being chased, being pursued, trying to turn the corner at the 40. He will. He's dragged out of bounds in front of the Chi High sideline. Nice play that time for the Cards, number 49, Tyler Reines.
Second down.
Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. The 6'2 senior, 188.
Give him maybe 2 yards.
And Memorial right back to the line. Second and 8. They've gone tempo all night long. Give to Belden. Belden off the left side. Evades the first wave of Chi High defenders. Then rolled under at the 33. 2.5 minutes to go with the clock running the here in the third quarter. Chi High leading 52-0 at Carson Park.
Brings up third down.
It's rolling toward a perfect start in non-conference action. Again, this is a non-conference game now. Give to Belden again. He'll stop. He'll start. And he will not restart much further because Chi High quickly hauls into the turf. Chase Hansen, the 6'1", 195-pound senior, along with Jaquish on the stop.
It'll be fourth down.
I've never been part of a motion offense like they run here, so I imagine it's something you've got to be very committed to until it starts working.
Holmberg back to pass again, looks right the whole way. High pass sails over his intended receiver at the 25-yard line.
But in a game like this, when your offense isn't working and your defense is giving up, big gains, it really makes the scoreboard so lopsided.
You know, when I said that the fans were not going to see it get to 60, I didn't consider that a running clock really does not affect you when you score with one play.
True.
The only time it stops is between scoring plays and between when you turn the ball over. So,
turnover on downs gives the ball back to that Chi-High offense.
Actually, I take it back because the clock is running right now. So even on turnovers on downs, it runs. It just doesn't run when you score.
Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And again, thank you to Culver's of Chippewa Falls for bringing us the Culver's kickoff show tonight. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is opening September 16th. They're also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. The Cards take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break as well. Back in half a minute. WOGO Sports, this is Chi-High Football.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Macs from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports. First and 10 from their own 33 for the Cards. Back to pass and now ducking and running across the 30-yard line to the 35 to the 40. Some athleticism there by Talon Schiltz, 5'8", 130-pound sophomore. And Schiltz going left, then reversing field, coming back to the 43-yard line. And of about 13 on
first down.
First down
for the Cardinals.
Some impressive athleticism there for the sophomore, Alan.
Got a chance to sit and watch a practice with Grandpa Schiltz that was out there talking to about his couple of kids. That one of them plays quarterback. That's one. You see the other twin was out there too.
So Talon and Gavin give off the right side.
That's a face
and
mask.
A face mask as...
Yep, that's going to be an automatic first down.
It was pulled down, but pulled down by the face mask. And that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. Chi-High all over Eau Claire Memorial, leading 52-0. The final frame begins after this on WOGO Sports.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Day, right? DC Evers beat River Falls.
Fame banquet will be taking place the weekend of September 14th. Friday, September 13th.
Final frame begins here from Carson Park, and what could be Chi-High's last game here in a while, and they are going out with a bang, it sure seems. With 12 minutes on the clock in a running clock game, the Cardinals lead the Old Abes 52-0, and an update you're seeing from the Big Rivers Conference and the Valley Football Conference, DC Everest and River Falls.
Somehow it's a final. They got done before us, 51-26. Must have started a little bit earlier on this Labor Day weekend.
Schiltz to Banky. And Banky stumbling across the 40-yard line.
Banky was the leading average carrier with a 17-yard rip in the first half until Bolin just put up ridiculous numbers.
Gain of 8. And second and 2 coming up. Again, Chi-High huddling up. Not in any real hurry here.
See what the fewest number of plays that you can run in an entire quarter would be.
Schiltz, the flip to the other Schiltz, turning the corner at the 35-yard line, and somehow Gavin Schiltz with a stiff arm stays on his feet inside the 30-yard line down to the 29.
Thank you.
You know, interesting, I'd say smart to stay in bounds because they're not thinking of the running clock down there, but he did do a good job of either way keeping the clock running. 9-yard gain.
I've been impressed with the sophomore Gavin Schiltz. So far, 22-yard touchdown and another very impressive run to move the chains for Chi High. Flip to Banky. Banky off the right side, puts his foot in the ground, fights his way inside the 25-yard line down close to the 20. Evan Weiler was back in at quarterback. Looks like he'll be rotating Banky with Schiltz at the QB position. Yards are knocking on the door of the Johnson roll-off red zone.
And Banky has looked pretty impressive as well.
Second down for the Cardinals.
Ripped off another, looks like six or seven there.
Again, with a 38-player senior class for Chi High, you love seeing your sophomores getting some playing time here at the varsity level. Double wing, double tight. Schiltz at quarterback. He's going to give to his B-back and a nice burst inside the 20-yard line and down to the 16-yard line. Maybe they'll call it the 17. Cards are officially once again in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project and haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com. I believe that was Charette, Brick Charette, the junior, on the carry. Banky the crisscross and getting loose again. 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Gavin Schiltz. His second house call tonight. It is 58-0 Chi High.
That sophomore class is pretty talented as well.
Listen, I think the sophomore game score was 60-some to nothing, if I recall. Or that was the freshman score between Chi High and Memorial.
Cards looking for the PAT, and they're going to miss Carson Park. We've got a flag on the play here.
We're going to miss Carson Park with them being non-conference foes and not counting towards the three you need. You know, hopefully in a year like this, the Cards got enough power to get it done regardless, but in some years it's going to be tough.
Christo Kenya Castillo, 5'6", 130-pound senior, is back out there for the PAT.
Dead ball, encroachment on the offense.
I have never heard encroachment
called on the offense before.
Back
all right.
Kenya is a senior, but he's a first-year playing football. He's one of the soccer converts.
Alan, you got any clue what was just called there?
No, I do not.
Castillo on to attempt the extra point.
Offense lines up over the ball. Isn't that still offsides?
It's going to be a longer kick for Castillo out of the hold from Potter. The boot is straight through, and he's pretty pumped about that. Christo Kenya Castillo makes it 59-0 Chi High. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. The Cardinals rolling.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is opening September 16th. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook to order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. See you September 16th at your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls.
Well, a pair of second half touchdown runs by Gavin Schiltz has put the Cardinals up 59-0. Running clock continues here at Carson Park in Eau Claire. 9:27 to play in the fourth quarter, and Chi High a fitting farewell here, at least for the time being, to Carson Park. Coach Rakovich told the Chippewa Herald that this is like a second home for them, and some folks might just say it's bulletin board material for the other team, but it just kind of seems to be fact for Chi High, as Kenya Castillo has it on the tee. The run-up for the senior drives the right leg into this one, end over end. It's going to be picked up on a bounce at the 20-yard line, and running into his own man was Zuliger across the 25-yard line up to the 26.
Jackson Zuliger.
Chi High 59, Memorial nothing.
Tackled by number 11, Ian Denning.
Cards looking to remain perfect in 2024. Castillo sprints out to grab that kicking tee. Our post-glass post-game show coming up. Holly Bovey names you know stats recap, and the Russ Proofers defensive player of the game as well. Holmberg again at the quarterback position for Memorial. Give to Belden, and Belden is spilled across the 30-yard line up near the 32.
Kill Belden, the ball carrier, tackle the play by number 30.
Lots of guys getting in on the action for Chi High here tonight. Give off the right side again. That's Belden. Belden at the 40-yard line, and he is loose. Belden is going to take this one all the way to the house. 68 yards for the first touchdown of the night for Eau Claire Memorial.
Touchdown!
Nice touchdown tote by Kahil Belden, and that brings the crowd to their feet. The shutout is stopped. The 5'8", 155-pound junior with a 68-yard touchdown run.
You know,
59-6.
Interesting what that's going to do to all the averages and obviously the goose egg, but 72 yards and two carries on that drive.
And you can tell a lot of youth out there for Chi High, because even the pants are different than what the rest of the varsity class is wearing.
Well, that's big to get off the snide, as they call it.
So 8:26 remaining, and Memorial takes a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, and Alan down on the sideline, I think, can hear some rumblings. Chi High not real happy that they gave up their chance at a shutout here.
Well, you love to see it, these young guys getting out there, getting experience, and you know they give up a big play, and of course they're getting coached up right now. So you know, it's good for them to have that experience out here, and good for Memorial. You hear the big cheer from their crowd. You know, they're getting beat, you know, by 53 points still, but it's a good thing for their fans and the morale of the team for Memorial.
So 8:26 to play. Brown out there for the PAT. Again, 59-6 is the score
Kellen
currently.
Brown on to attempt the extra point for the Old Aces.
Had a running clock since the third quarter began. Brown is a left-footed kicker. Low snap, and Brown still able to snap off a kick and split the uprights, and that gets a big hand from the crowd as well. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Chi High leads by 52, 59-7. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Carson Park in Eau Claire here on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. What a way to enter the Labor Day weekend for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals.
So the Abes, after eight plays in the second half, were averaging 3.6 yards per rush, only to bust one out, and now they're averaging 10.1 this half.
And that's what the stats won't tell you when you're looking at them afterward.
Well, then, like I said, the number of plays under 4 yards, 12 out of 16 in the first half, and the second half is no different. About six out of the eight plays.
The Schultz twins deep to receive this kickoff.
Talon and Gavin Brown, line drive, picked up nicely at the 16-yard line by Gavin Schultz. 25-30, and Schultz runs into a wall, lost the ball, but Chihai quickly hops back on it at the 35, maybe the 36-yard line. That was a big head of steam there for Gavin Schultz.
Yeah, it's always fun to watch these younger guys. They've got some talent, and we're going to be hearing their names quite a bit as the years roll by.
I'm sure offensive coordinator Nolan Hutzler, too, is just kind of saying, hey, I've got some plans in place for this sophomore class in the next 2 years.
Won't have to shift the offense around too much. More of the same, just flat-out speed, got the ability to make the move, and hopefully you get those linemen in the weight room the entire year in between, and you'll have a pretty good shot.
Looks like Weiler back in there at quarterback, the junior. First and 10, Chihai from the 36. 7.5 minutes to go in this game from Carson Park. Cardinals leading 59-7. Turning the corner at the left side. First carry of the night, I believe, for number 15 for the Cards. Unfortunately, the roster that I have does not have his last name printed on it. It's Braden.
Tackle the play by number 16, Zach Johnson, 52 says
and number
Brayden.
80, Jackson Zulager.
And 15 says Brayden.
We'll get it in a moment when I can find the roster that Kelly Nichols sent me. It actually had all the names on it. And the flip off the right side. The 45 to the 50-yard line. 45 of Memorial and down to the 40. Good first down carry. There we go. Braden Runstrom. Sorry, Braden, the junior, 5'10", 155. Braden Runstrom, who's running some.
That is a first down for the Cardinals.
That's another 22-yard rip for him. Ball sitting at the 40-yard line now of Chihai's 40-yard line.
First and 10 from the 40. Weiler under center, give to Runstrom again. Runstrom picking his way across the 40-yard line and down to about the 37.
The ball carrier.
That last Cardinal first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. The proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes, White City Glass. Second and 8. They'll call it from the 38 of Memorial. For Chihai, double wing, double tight. Talon Schultz now at quarterback. Schultz wheels and gives, and we have a whistle and I think some early movement maybe by the Chihai front. Gives us time to let you know that when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery, complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. And Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. That's Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Ball backed up to the 45-yard line. Under 5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Chihai in command, 59-7. Double wing, double tight for Talon Schultz. Two offset fullbacks.
And a tailback, give off the left side. That's Gavin Shilton. Gavin Shilton is loose again. 40, 35, 30 down the sideline. Taps the brakes at the 20-yard line and into the Johnson roll-off red zone. Once again, Gavin Shilts, who has been nothing short of impressive with two touchdowns already and another 20-plus yard tote.
That is enough for a first down for the Cardinals.
For 22 and counting in the game. Weiler back out there at quarterback for Chi High. Banky at one wing back. Shilts at the wing back on the right side. Weiler, the junior under center, sends a man in motion. Give to Banky. Banky splitting off the right side, evades one tackler, and then dives to get what he can down to the 15. Again, the Cards in that Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project and haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Johnson Roll-Off Service at johnsonrolloffservice.com. Thank you to Brian and the crew for being on board with us once again here for our Chi High McDonald football coverage. Cards second and 8 from the 14 of Memorial. Weiler under center, flip on the left side. There's a big gap there. Running hard into the end zone. Touchdown. That's Banky, a well-earned touchdown for the sophomores. He broke two tackles. The 5'11", 180-pounder with a 14-yard touchdown romp. It is 65-7, Chi High.
And I guess for your information, Caleb, the same answer to the last time the Cardinals have scored 65. Now, if they went for two here, it would...
Somehow I don't think they're...
What's the score sheet when you get to 65? Is it go for one or two?
Well, they're actually only up by 58, so you're going to have to factor that in.
Erickson, the PAT, splits the uprights once again. His leg's been getting Erickson a workout. It is 66-7. Chi High with 3:12 to go. We're back in 60 seconds again, for the finish here at Carson Park.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to Carson Park in Eau Claire. It has been a dominant performance for anyone that's been in the game for Chippewa Falls tonight. They lead it 66-7 here on the road at Eau Claire Memorial. Castillo, the run-up and the boot. Nice line drive. Picked up on the run and bobbled once again at the 16-yard line. Now the Chi High special teamers converging. And Zuliger at the 20-yard line is buried by a host of Cardinal defenders, including Chase Frederick, the junior, 5'10", 155-pounder. Exactly 3 minutes on the clock, but not for long, as, again, that running clock has been in effect since the third quarter began. 66-7, Chi High. The Old Abe's the last time out, a 68-yard touchdown run by Belden, their lone score of the contest. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Holmberg, the quarterback, give to Belden. Belden off that right side again. He meets a couple Chi High defenders and is taken to the turf by number 90, Carter Johnson, 6'1", 155-pound junior.
There is a penalty on the play.
And a flag on the play. We'll wait for that. Thrown in the Chi High secondary. Thought I saw that back judge signal hold.
I think we might have had 12 people.
One thing to remember about why this 66 is so impressive, again, going back to the year when they're both in the 60s.
This is all in regulation.
This is all in regulation.
In a running clock.
Exactly. That was not a running clock. You had, I believe, six overtimes where both teams scored 8 points in overtime, I believe, on all five of the previous overtimes. And then we only won because we scored eight and they scored six on the last overtime.
Just over 90 seconds to play now. 66-7 Chi High. Holmberg back to pass, stands tall in the pocket, throws right side and darts a pass across the 40-yard line. Flag flies again. I think that was Zuliger on the catch.
Zuliger,
I should pronounce it correctly.
Aiden White.
White on the stop. Aiden White for Chi High. And again, a hold on Memorial. And Memorial gets right back up to the line. The officials have to stop play and say, hey, bring it back.
So the quarterback this half is 6 for 6, although I think this is probably a new quarterback in this late in the game.
Yeah, Marcus Holmberg, the 6'1", 175-pound sophomore. But certainly some talents, the youth on both sides. Belden, a junior, who has the lone score for Memorial. 44 seconds left, so not a lot of plays left for Eau Claire Memorial as they try to get on the board one more time here. Holmberg, back to pass from the gun. Goes deep down the middle of the field, and Chi High is going to get a flag thrown for interference as Blake Bovey had a beat on that ball, but unfortunately ran through the receiver to get to it.
Memorial's bringing it all the way up to the line of the foul. It's not going to happen.
It's just a 15-yard penalty, and they're going to have to hurry to get back on the line and get a playoff.
And I don't even know. I don't know that that's an automatic first down, is it? I think it's 15 yards, but I don't know that it's a first down.
They're at a first and 20. I'm not sure that Memorial will get another playoff in this game. 3-2-1. Now, I believe the game cannot end on a defensive penalty, so they should get one untimed down here. But Chi High's taking the field, so we'll see. Now, the officials are marching it off. Coach Rakovich is coming to start the handshake line, and I'll correct myself. I
don't think anybody really thinks it's going to matter, and this isn't like the NFL where they have a rule that you have to finish what you finish.
Well, we have reached triple zeros here at Carson Park in Eau Claire. A beautiful night for football, and Chi High made the most of it. Your final score in this non-conference game, Chippewa Falls 66, Eau Claire Memorial 7. We're going to step out and be back after this with our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Allen will be live on the field talking with head coach Chuck Rakovich. We'll get your post-game highlights, the Holly Bovey names you know stats recap, and we'll name the Rust Proofers defensive player of the game as well. Chi High runs away from Eau Claire Memorial 66-7. We're back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. A dominant performance here at Carson Park for Chi High. We'll head down on the field with our sideline reporter, Alan Dunham, live in our exclusive chat with head coach Chuck Rakovich.
Thank you, Caleb, here with Coach Chuck Rakovich, and congratulations on the big win tonight. I'm sure no matter what you game planned, the way things worked well, you still don't expect it to go as well as it did tonight.
No, I think the first 4 minutes of the game really, I don't want to say set the tone, but I think it took a lot of air out of the old Aves, knowing that they're down 21 zip in, what, 3 minutes or 3.5 minutes of the game. So, you know, that's hard to come back from, and our kids, they smelt blood in the water, and they went for it.
I mean, a lot of resilience last week. You get down 14-0, stem the tide, and then really rolled a really good team, Spash team, in the second half. You know, momentum doesn't really travel, they say, from 1 week to the next, but it really looked like the team has a lot of confidence right now.
The mantra that we're telling the kids is that they set the bar in a Stevens Point game. They set the bar for themselves pretty high, and we will not allow it to drop down. And when we have a day in practice where the bar's dropped, it gets addressed, and that's how we're going to coach, and that's how the kids are going to respond the whole year.
Yeah, no doubt, even as well as this game went for you guys, you'll still look at the tape, you'll review things, there's still things to work on, tough opponent coming up next week.
Man, we have a lot of things to correct. I mean, scoring that many points doesn't mean you had a perfect game. Far from it. We have a lot of work ahead of us.
Yeah. Congratulations, Coach, and hey, enjoy this one.
Thanks, Coach, to you.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you, Alan Dunham. That's our exclusive chat, as always, with head coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Again, we'll have highlights, remaining highlights from the first half. We'll have highlights from the second half, and also the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. We'll take a break before that, but just your thoughts, your impressions here on this Chi High performance tonight. Dave Check, again, 66-7, one of the highest scoring games from Chi High in memory.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to get much out of this game other than say that they got the job done and they did what they had to do. And it's always fun to see this happen in a game against Eau Claire Memorial. But, you know, when you're scoring from that far out, you don't get to see the little things, and you don't get to see the battles on the linemen and see the things like Coach talked about. You know, you do have some things to correct, but You don't. This isn't a great game to be used to get back to the film.
It is a game, too. I think as it went on, you say, hey, with what Chi High did last week against Spash, coming out against a team that brought back, again, one of the best quarterbacks in the state, very possibly, in Grant Chandonnet, and a lot of size, one of the largest schools in the state, great athletic programs. With what Chi High did last week, maybe trying to put their conference on notice that they're here to play and here to contend, you didn't want to just come and beat Eau Claire Memorial tonight. You wanted to beat them down. You wanted to take what Hudson did last week, hanging 56 points on them, 56-20, and say, hey, we can do even better than that. And they really showed tonight that they're ready for this incredibly tough Big Rivers Conference schedule.
Yeah, well, if that's what they wanted to do, they certainly met their goal on that tonight. You know, you talk about last week in the Stevens Point game and how important that was to see in a non-conference foe who we think is going to be on the top of that conference in all likelihood. And the Cardinals never really were down to that Stevens Point team momentum-wise. You know, those two turnovers were huge, but, you know, like I said right from the beginning, they were beating them even at that stage. They were outgaining them. They were making some good things happen. You can't win games when you're down 2-0 on the turnover in the first half, and if they would have been down 4-0, they wouldn't have won that game. But, you know, they were certainly doing good things. I'm not going to say it was a slow start, just a couple of turnovers, but it wasn't a slow start. They came out swinging on Stevens Point as well.
Well, we are going to step out here in the post-class post-game show again. Lots of highlights coming up. But next, when we come back, the Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. That's ahead in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Get a great return on your investment with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Royal's 4.40% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 4.40% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate440. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 8/9/24. Insured by NCUA.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Start at CVGC because you can. You can open the doors to endless possibilities. You can save money on college. You can stay close to home. You can take your generals and small classes with the support you need. You can build a strong foundation for your future. You can transfer to a four-year college if and when you're ready. You can enter a career you love, prepared and confident. CVGC is the smart start to your future. Learn more at cvtc.edu/universitytransfer.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Chi High, 39-0. They led at the half. They knock off Eau Claire Memorial here at Carson Park. And what may be the last game at Carson for a while, a fond farewell Chi High will be bidding as they win at 66-7 going away over the old Abes. And I'm sure, as Coach Rako said, hey, this is kind of like a second home for us. Dave, they wish they could play here more often because they have had some of their most prolific scoring outputs in some of their most exciting games right here at Carson.
Well, we do, and it comes right back to the fact that this realignment is going to cost Chi High in some years, like I said, where it's going to be close and they need two wins. This Big Rivers Conference just got a heck of a lot tougher in my mind to get those three wins. You know, let me know if you want the stats right now. We can run them down.
Let's do that. The Names You Know Stats Recap, officially here, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernaiser Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can give her a call at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Just a phenomenal supporter of our Chi High football and hockey broadcast here on WOGO.
So, first of all, just real quickly, defensively, Chi High held them to 18 for 28 passing for 124 yards. They were relatively successful in the passing game. Some great toe-tapping on the sideline to get some of those completions. Running game, they were 26 for 139 and a touchdown. But let's, again, take a look at that. Take off a 70-yard touchdown run against what was probably the sophomore teams out there. And you've got an average of about 3 yards per carry. And the Burger D absolutely crushed them in the running game, as we've seen in both of these games. Passing game, the first half stats that I gave you are the second half stats and the game stats as well. No passes were thrown in the second half by Chi High. Potter winds up 5 for 8 for 60 yards total, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Of course, everything was done on the ground today. Way too many names, you know, to try to list them all here, but obviously the usual suspects. Both LeMay and Boland over 100 yards on the night. LeMay winds up with 13 carries for 116 yards. Boland winds up with 6 carries for 152 yards. Schiltz actually winds up being the third leading carrier. He had 5 carries for 72 yards. Touchdowns, of course, went to LeMay had 1 in the first half. Boland had 2 in the first half. Krista had 1 in the first half. Boland came back with a big 84-yarder in the second half for his trifecta. And in the second half, it was the younger kid, Schiltz, with 2 touchdowns and Benke with a touchdown. So total for Chi High as a team, they were 42 carries for 425 yards.
Wow.
Over a 10-yard average, 7 touchdowns on the night. And that's really what put the exclamation point on it when you got that being done by, for a good half, by your juniors and sophomores and a running clock.
And it was nice to see Krista get that touchdown run again. He didn't get in the end zone last week, 9 carries for 45 yards and a 5-yard average, but that 2-yard touchdown run by Krista, who, again, does a lot of the dirty work playing both sides and that B-back opening up a lot of holes. Erickson, first field goal of the season for Chi High in the first half, that 32-yarder, and then, again, first touchdown pass of the season, that 11-yard pass, kind of a flare-out, a screen pass from Potter to Hebert, who did the rest and got in from 11 yards out, too. So, again, Chi High run-based offense, as you kind of expected here. But that, again, is just an absolutely insane, not only average, but total amount of yards on the ground for this Chi High ground game.
Yeah, good, solid game. And, again, that's a credit on almost every single one of the runs that we had to the linemen, to the tight ends that are getting out there. And I'll always give credit on the double wing to the backer who's not getting the ball because he's usually the lead blocker going the other way. So that's why it's good to see both Boland blocking for LeMay and LeMay blocking for Boland. They both do a good job of springing each other. So it's fun to watch. I mean, Boland had a couple of runs where he didn't even get touched at all. LeMay had a couple where he made maybe one move and you know, granted, LeMay had about 5 or 6 other carries where he created 5 yards all by himself and he was getting tagged in the backfield. There's no question. I'm not saying either of these guys don't have talent. They have a ton of talent and they have a ton of speed. I'm just saying in this game they didn't need it.
Well, those are the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Again, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. This is always a tough task, and we're going to take one final break and get you the highlights. But before we do that, it is time for the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Give Paul a call. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. That's rustproofers.com. The Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. I have a player in mind. It's... a tough call. I'm not sure what you think about this one. Braden Hagman is the one that jumps out to me, but what's your thought on this, Dave?
That's the name that I had written down on the sheet. So
we're on the same page.
And, this is going to be tough. I mean, on offense, you can look at the guys that had the most yardage, and then we struggle because you got offensive linemen that just don't get enough credit. This is another one of those where you have 11 guys on defense that are absolutely doing a great job all night long, all year long. Berger's got him in the right places. I mean, heck, there's going to be a game where I probably just say Coach Berger is going to get the defensive player of the game. But you love to give a shout out to those guys that don't get a shout out too much. The guys that, you know, he's not going to get an interception. He's not going to do some of the fancy stuff, but he's going to get the job done up front. And he did it tonight. He did it solid. We heard his name a number of times in the backfield disrupting things. So I agree with you 100%.
Braden Hagman, the senior 6'2", 215 defensive lineman, your Rust Proofers defensive player of the game. And again, in an up-tempo offensive attack like Memorial has, for a defensive lineman to continue to create pressure, to create chaos, to sag the pocket, to chase down Shamar Simmons and others too, Hagman was just phenomenal. Again, he is your Rust Proofers defensive player of the game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Rust Proofers service even reported to Carfax, increasing your vehicle's resale value. So prevent rust, stop existing rust on your vehicle in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. We're going to take one final two-minute break. We'll be back here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show with your late second half, or late first half and second half highlights. Then we'll tie a bow on it here from Carson Park on a beautiful Friday night beneath the lights as Chi High wins it 66-7. We're back in two to tie things up here on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals Football.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Welcome back to the Post-Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi High rolls Eau Claire Memorial 66-7 here at Carson Park. We'll catch you up on the highlights. A few remaining from the first half, then a few from the second half as well. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports. RustProofers.com to learn more. First and 10, Memorial from their own 21. Gunlock, the junior, throws it out left side at the 20-yard line. Screen, ball's on the ground, is picked up by Chi High.
knee touch, but it should be Cardinal football. It is.
That's number five who tried to advance that. Sam Hebert with his speed, he was gone. Not sure if he...
I'm with you at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Sam Aberle at the Wogo home base in Halley. Our board operator and producer, Chai High, leading 21-0 after one quarter. They'll start first and 10 from the 11. Flare out left side to Hebert. Hebert evades one defender, now making everybody miss at the 5 to the end zone. Hebert, touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Nice plate at the end. Again, a little stiff arm, showing a little bit of power along with that state-recognized speed. I think they've got at least two, maybe three.
Depends, I suppose, if you're saying by virtue of penalty or not. But
yeah, one was by penalty, definitely. I think they got three if you count the one by penalty.
Gunlock. A delayed give. The ball is loose. It's on the ground. Chai High dives on it at the 32-yard line. The handoff never quite held.
Did you get who got that play? Who got the pickup?
Was it? Patro
with the pickup. You know, more.
Where you're tuned, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast of our Wogo Sports broadcast at WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your Wogo Sports crew tonight for Chai High football. We'll have McDonald football 11:35 a.m. tomorrow on the road to Clayton. Potter back to pass. Potter going over the middle, reaching up, making the catch. Is LeMay inside the 20-yard line, down to the 16. Potter's a gain of 19 one, on the pitch and catch from Potter to LeMay on third and long. The Cards convert. Just got away from him as he flings it out of bounds.
Gunlock's pass is incomplete.
Clock stops at 104.
Got nine completions for Eau Claire Memorial so far, and I would probably venture a guess that number five, Ferguson, has eight of them.
Gunlock back to pass again. Standing tall in the pocket. He's got a lot of time. Now flushed out. He's hit and sacked. Pulled down.
That's big number 50. Well, if his uniform
the jersey's
straight,
kind of big
yeah, 52. 52.
Hagman, there we go. The jersey rolled up a little bit.
You got to gear it up every single play. And so a big tip of the cap to these guys who are really grinding away in a fast-paced offense.
And it is a hold, so that will bring Memorial back from the spot of the foul to the 48-yard line. Gunlock back to pass. There's Clary, and Clary almost decapitates him. On the hit, untouched, Colin Clary with the sack.
I think Memorial, they're not going to take it to the half. They're going to take a time. Put a little backspin on that ball.
Chai High will start first and 10 in their worst starting field position of the night at their own 16-yard line. Double wing, double tight, give to Bolin, and Bolin, look out, 25-30, 35-40, 45-50, they're not going to catch him, 84 yards to the house, Jackson Bolin, oh my!
Yeah, I forgot, not only does it give us a chance to pad the stats a little bit, it gives you a chance to get another highlight.
Fans are entertaining themselves with some chants back and forth across the field.
And we have the USA out here on the Memorial side, on the Chai High side, the construction out. Pressure moderate, line drive kick, fielded at the 45-yard line to the 50. There's some room for Smith. 40, 35, 30, cutting back against the grain. 25, 20, and Smith all the way down almost to the Johnson roll-off red zone. What a return for the Chai High junior. They'll go double wing, double tight, but kind of an offset B-back this time. Flip on the left side, trying to turn the corner at the 20-yard line. Turning the corner, 15, 10 to the 5. Diving toward the pylon. Is he in? Touchdown. That's Gavin Schiltz, the 5'7 sophomore with a 22-yard touchdown tote.
Number 32, Gavin.
Project in haul-away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com. I believe that was Charette, Brick Charette, the junior, on the carry. Mankey the crisscross and getting loose again. 15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Gavin Schiltz, his second house call tonight. It is 58-0 Chai High. Under 5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Chai High in command, 59-7. Double wing, double tight for Talon Schiltz. Two offset fullbacks And a tailback, give off the left side. That's Gavin Shilton. Gavin Shilton is loose again. 40, 35, 30 down the sideline. Taps the brakes at the 20-yard line and into the Johnson roll-off red zone. Once again, Gavin Shilts, who has been nothing short of impressive with two touchdowns already and another 20-plus yard tote. And that's how the second half and late in the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Your post-game highlights on the Post Glass and Mirror post-game show. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the Post Glass team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. And as we bid adieu here to Carson Park joining the Chi High senior class and doing that, it seems like they were spending just a little bit of extra time here. Again, a lot of fond memories, I'm sure, playing down here at Carson Park. Beautiful stadium, beautiful field, and what a great result for Chuck Rakovich's squad here. Dave, again, we just see that the team may be enjoying this one, savoring it a little bit more too, as who knows when the next time is they'll get to come down here and play.
Well, I think this field's going to be missed for many reasons, not just, you know, whether it's a win or loss for Chi High over here, but it's a beautiful field. It's a beautiful rivalry. You know, in addition, I'd like to give a shout out to Coach Bull down there. We see him on the field here. I know he's visiting for the weekend, had his son down there, Jackson, playing on the field. Who knows where he'll be playing in another 14 years, but he's got his Oconto fall team as he's the head coach out there, 2-0. They're facing Krivitz next week, who's also 2-0 for what could be the conference championship.
That could be a phenomenal game for sure. A few other scores to update you about. Badgers football kicking off tonight against Western Michigan. Badgers running a ton of plays, I believe 44 plays in three drives, according to Tyler Flood on Twitter. But just 10 points by the half, 10-7. Wisconsin leads over Western Michigan at Camp Randall. The Brewers come back in a big way, 19-4 in game two of that doubleheader, and so they get the doubleheader sweep of the Cincinnati Reds this afternoon in Cincinnati. Other scores from the Big Rivers: D.C. Everest knocking off River Falls 51-26. So Everest at 1-1, River Falls at 1-1. Hudson moves to 2-0 as they take care of business against Wausau West 35-22. We told you 35-10 victory in just three quarters in a game that was shortened due to storms yesterday. Menominee moves to 2-0. Rice Lake 2-0 with a 44-0 running clock blanking of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. So again, the Big Rivers certainly off to a hot start, and again, looks to be a number of teams that have their sights set on a conference title, but right now Chi High making a play to be one of them as the non-conference schedule ends, and now the real test begins starting next Friday night against New Richmond.
You know, and it's very interesting how they got this lineup going against the Valley and how important those non-conference games are, because they're the same teams that you might be seeing in the playoffs in the very first round, second round of the playoffs. In addition to that, you talk about the crossover game, and, you know, as you said, D.C. Everest is our crossover game where it's going to count as a conference game. And in future years, that crossover game could be Eau Claire Memorial. It could be Eau Claire North. So, you know, this may not be our last time here, even though it may be for this year at least.
Chi High will take on New Richmond again 1 week from tonight. Join us at 6:35 p.m. back from DeRay as the Cards battle the Tigers of New Richmond tomorrow in a rescheduled game, 8-player game between two state-ranked squads, according to Wisports.net, their coaches' poll. It'll be Chippewa Falls McDonald under head coach Mark Maloney against Clayton on the road. I'll be doing that game along with Seth Smisky and Drew Smisky. Tune in at 11:35 a.m. right here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Well, it was a fun night, a high-scoring night, and a great way to say a fond farewell to Carson Park, Dave Check.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, one last thing here for Chi High and to try to figure out how we get some respect here. And it doesn't matter because I don't want to jinx them, and I'm not one of the players. I'm not one of the coaches. But how long does it take us to crack into the top 10?
Yeah.
I don't think we crack into the top 10 until we would have to go to Rice Lake and beat Rice Lake. That's my prediction. And if we go but Rice Lake and beat Rice Lake, then we deserve to be in the top 10.
Again, Rice Lake, I believe, was near the top of that with Sports.net coaches poll in Division 2, and River Falls, I think, was in the top 10 in Division 2 as well, too. Now, we'll see what happens after that loss to D.C. Everest. But again, it's websites and numbers and polls and all that. It really doesn't matter. You got to get out there and play the game, and looking forward to seeing if Chi High can move this 2-0 to 3-0 next Friday night.
Yeah, and sometimes it helps come in the underdog. So nothing wrong with that. We played that many years.
Well, everybody have a wonderful and safe Labor Day weekend. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Thank you to Sam Aberle, keeping things running smoothly at our WOGO home base in Halley, and he'll be pulling double duty again tomorrow for the McDonald game. Once again, your final score from Carson Park here in Chippewa Falls, Chi High 66, Eau Claire Memorial 7. This has been Chippewa Falls football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. For Alan Dunham and Dave Check, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Carson Park in Eau Claire. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolet Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.